We're there.
We ran up to it there in all its glory, moving the screens around. Oh, look, there's a lid from James O'Brien's iced tea, which is there. When I leave the studio, I leave it tidy, because I know that Gary King, who presents the big quiz from 7 o'clock, don't want to sit in my detritus. What is detritus? It's like junk, is it?
Territory.
Teletubbies.
Territory.
No, detritus isn't territory. Detritus, go to line three. Let's have line three. I bet line three knows. Line three? Line three, what's detritus?
Hello?
Hello, line three.
Hello.
Who are you?
James.
Hello, James. What's detritus?
What does that mean?
Oh.
Good, Ian.
I thought, he's no good, is he, Anthony?
Sorry, hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, Anthony. You all right?
Yeah, a bit warm again.
Oh, I'm just finding out if James knows what detritus is.
I guess not. Is he still there, James?
Yes, I'm just wondering, is there any spaces on the,
blog thing?
The boxing?
The blog.
The blog? What? This has got off to a very... This is not going to get the listeners hooked. Everyone's going, oh, well, Anna's finished. Let's move over now and see if Danny Baker's started yet. On the what, James?
Wait, what's the C word again? I forgot where it was now.
The C word? Let's just hover precautiously at the edge of this cliff top.
No, the, what's it called?
The C word?
I can't think of anything.
I'm going to think of something.
You've got all them people and they can do them certain jobs.
Cod pasting. No.
The cod pasting? Anthony, did you say cod pasting?
Yeah.
Chris, we'll have cod pasting.
What's that for, Ian?
Nothing. Let's just so you may hear it a few times in the future. If it's clean, cool. It may not be clean. Do you mean the correspondence, James?
Yes, that's the one. Oh, there you go.
This Friday, we're going to be updating the correspondent list. It's only open to people who call in on Friday.
Oh, okay, yes. But if I call in on Friday, would it be like...
There will be as many spaces as are required.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. So, Anthony, you don't know what detritus is?
No, do you?
Well, I think it means, like, rubbish. But not quite that.
Someone else might know, but they might call in.
Someone else might know, they might call in, you never know.
I can do it until, 3 minute live thing and see if they're calling, see if they know.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, on today's show, at 4:30, it's the ever-popular Comments and Suggestions
box,
where people get to call in and make their comments or suggestions about this show or about any other show on the radio station. It doesn't have to be complimentary. It doesn't have to be nasty. They can say anything they want. It gets recorded. We pass that tape on to the LBC bosses and they listen to it. Sometimes they act on it. Sometimes they disagree and don't act on it. But they are listening to your voice.
So you get dumped if you swear.
Thank you. I've got to be honest with you, Anthony. I'm not quite on the ball today.
No.
Got a very bad headache.
You still got a headache?
Yeah. I'm giving up caffeine again.
Oh, well done.
Well, I did it before, and I remember, I did it for 6 weeks before, and I don't know why I started drinking again. But, the first 3, 4, 5 days, you just have a blinding headache.
Yeah.
I've got that. I'm drinking water, and I'm drinking chamomile tea. Yeah, a bit like a girl might do.
No, but if you want to drink it, you can drink it. Is it nice?
No, it's horrible. So there's that. There's a lot of stuff on today's show. I just don't know if I can be bothered to mention it.
Can we get boring today?
So can we make it boring?
No, Paul from I said about my delivery, the fake.
Oh, who was that? Paul from the Ladbroke Grove, wasn't it? He's fast becoming your enemy.
Hmm.
He's not emailed in, is he? Let's see if this email is him.
Did you get me email yesterday about him?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I think you're a very angry young man.
Hmm.
Oh, look, that Law of the Playground thing I was on is going to be on the internet.
Who emailed you?
Anthony, can you talk to Sten for a bit while I reply to my emails?
Who's Sten?
Yeah.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Sten, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. It's very warm, isn't it, today?
Yeah, I don't like the heat at all.
Pardon, don't you?
No.
I hope it will storm sometime. We haven't got storm, they said it will storm, though, didn't they?
Sorry, I can't hear you, the phone's playing up.
They said it will storm, didn't they, sometime?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, hopefully.
I love rain.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like football?
No.
No.
I'm a rugby person.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian?
Who's that? Ian's busy at the moment.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I was telling him what the word detritus meant.
Oh, hang on, I'm back. Yeah, I can stop my emails. This, yes, okay.
You listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. It's fragments of rock, etc., produced by disintegration or wearing away, or debris.
Are you reading that?
Yes, out of my dictionary, but I knew it meant rubbish, I thought, actually, basically,
yes.
Some from somebody untidy.
Yes, yes.
And so James O'Brien is untidy.
Uh-huh.
That must be true, Ian.
Not necessarily. He only left the lid of his coffee there.
It's still a mess.
Sorry, lid of what?
The lid from his iced tea, I should have said. Which is dreadful.
It's very rude, isn't it, to leave a studio in such a state?
No, I don't mean that. I was talking about the tea, actually.
Okay, well, there we go. And your name is, my love?
Marion.
Marion, thank you for that. Hey, here's a question for you, Marion, because you seem to know what you're talking about.
No, I don't. Go on.
Okay. You know when you see trees planted in the pavement? And sometimes those trees have black pipes at the base of them.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about when they're first planted and they're put there intentionally to give them a foundation, as it were, to stay upright?
Well, this is what Chris was banging on about when I was... No. What it is, it's a tree with a black pipe. It's a tree in a pavement with a black pipe... right near the base of it, just sticking out of the ground there.
A fully grown tree.
It's a growing tree.
Black pipe.
Black pipe.
That's right.
Does that mean anything to you, Marion?
No, as I said, I would only have thought it was giving it support initially.
It's not a support, it's a pipe.
I have no idea then.
Is it
could
to protect
it? Could it be that water will go in there?
Could it be that water would go in there? This is what they're now. I have never really thought about these black pipes before, Marion. I've seen many, many hundreds of them. Never thought about them. And yet today, I was dropping off my hire car on the Holloway Road and walking back to the garage to pick up my car, where the guy said there was nothing wrong with it. Oh, yeah, hang on, when I drive it away, it starts screeching. That's irrelevant. And as I was walking along, I saw one of these trees with a black pipe, and I saw a young woman with a big 5-litre plastic bottle of water pouring water down the pipe.
The black pipe.
She was watering the tree. Now, my question to you, Marion, is the tree may be in the pavement, but there's still ground around it. There's still dirt around it.
Yes.
Why not just pour the water on that? Why pour it down the pipe?
Well, perhaps going into the pipe would make sure that the roots...
Well...
Straight away.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But I went and looked at some of these black pipes with my producer, Adrian Crisp, earlier on in the day. Mm. They were all filled up with rock and... They were filled up with detritus.
There you are.
Yeah. So how did the... can the water pass through detritus?
Well, it would do, of course.
Yes.
Eventually.
Well,
but it would take longer than going through the pipe.
There we go. Thank you. Marion,
right,
thank you.
There's Irish logic.
There's Irish logic. Top of the morning to you.
We don't say those words.
What, any of those words?
No. Top of the morning is an American invention, I think.
No, it's not. It's Irish, isn't it?
Oh, I've never in my life said top of the morning unless I was...
Marion, do me a favour. Say top... Quiet, everybody. Say top of the morning to you.
Well, I'll say it for you, but it's not something I'd ever say. Top of the morning to you. I've even tried to put a better Irish accent on it.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time. Nice and clear for me.
Top of the morning to you.
Excellent stuff. Marion, thank you for that.
All right, Ian. Oh, by the way, I heard your mother the other day. What a lovely lady she sounds.
Isn't she sweet? She's completely...
Seriously, she's lovely.
She's bonkers, though, I'll tell you that.
No,
absolutely bonkers.
She's lovely, I thought, and a lady.
She certainly is a lady.
Yes.
So she listened to your show instead of Deal or No Deal, then?
No, she's still watching Deal or No Deal. Marion, thank you for that.
Okay, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, what a lovely lady. Okay, so, Sten, you've called in.
Yeah, I've got a few tips for you in terms of your caffeine problem.
All right.
I'm thinking possibly try and wean yourself off it gently, having chocolate bars instead of the tea.
Hang on, the screen's gone blank. Having what?
Chocolate. Didn't you know that chocolate contains caffeine?
Yeah, but not much.
But it would still help with your cravings.
Yeah, I did think about having a cup of tea today and weaning myself off, but you've got to do these things cold turkey, innit?
Mm. suppose. But, and then there's always the activity option to keep your mind off it.
Well, that, yes, that wouldn't work.
No, try doing some rugby. Helps me.
Yeah.
Rugby? How does that help?
No, it really helped me when I was really, really overweight. And I had to cut down on food. It really helped me with my...
Well, it will help you lose weight, but it won't help you if you've got a blinding headache so bad you can hardly walk. I nearly fell over on the way to Sainsbury's earlier to get some ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's crying?
Ian's laughing.
I'm not laughing.
No, it's me, it's lying to me.
Oh, sorry.
Who's that? What has gone wrong with the phone? Who is that?
Sorry, Ian, it's Sarah here.
Oh, God, hello, Sarah. Yeah.
Hello, yes. How are you?
I'm listen, we all need to take a deep breath, calm down.
All right, Ian.
Let's relax. You, Stan, Anthony and Sarah.
Yeah.
You stay there. I'm going
to
go...
I don't have time, Ian. I've just rung up to tell you.
I've got to go to do the travel.
You've got to do the travel. Come back on travel, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. And I do have to do the travel, so we go to the LBC, 97.3 Travel Centre, etc., etc., etc. Alan Joyce.
Thanks, Ian.
Sarah.
Yes, hello, Ian. Top of the morning. Top of the afternoon to you, Ian.
Top of the morning to you. Can we make that everyone that calls in has to say top of the morning to you? Let's try and make it...
Top of the morning to you, Ian.
But yeah, but don't put on a racist accent.
Do we have to do it as well?
Yes, you do, Sten.
Top of the morning to you.
Have fun.
Anthony?
Top of the morning to you.
did we dial Hunter by mistake? What happened there? Okay, Sarah, top of the morning to you. What can I do for you?
Yes, well, I'm screaming at the radio, Ian.
You're doing what?
No, sorry, I'm not. I'm just wrong to tell you.
No, what did you say?
I said I'm screaming at the radio.
I thought you said I'm skinning up.
No.
which is a driving term.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Anyway, the pronunciation is detrius. It's not detrius or...
It's
detrius.
You're thinking of a different word then, love.
No, I'm not.
Well, detrius...
Theory. Detrius.
Detrius. You know, how are you spelling that?
Rubbish.
D-E-T-R-I-O-U-S. Yeah, well, that's not detritus, then.
There's no such word as detritus.
Yes, there is.
Look in the dictionary.
Look in the dictionary, Sarah.
And it comes from the Latin as well.
Detritus.
Thank you. Detritus.
And
now,
what does detritus mean?
It means debris or waste material.
It doesn't.
It does.
Detritus means that.
Detritus means it, Sarah. I'm willing to bet you £1,000.
Look it up on Wiktionary.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm sure your word is right, Sarah.
No, Ian, I bow to you and your...
No, because you don't mean it. You
must be... No, of course I mean it. Of course you're right, you're a bloke.
No, that's it. You're saying it in that way that girls say it, but you're not accepting the fact that actually I am right.
You're wrong.
Look in the dictionary.
Wait, hang on, let's all calm down. What's the online dictionary, please?
Dictionary.com.
Thank you, Chris.
Detritus.
Detritus isn't a word. Okay, so, detritus. Okay, I'm sure detritus is a word, Sarah. Well done. But, D-E-T-R-I-T-U-S. Detritus.
Where's the extra T?
Yeah, detritus. D-E-T-R-I-T-U-S. Make sure I spelled that right. Yeah, here we go. Okay, just entering.
Detritus.
Okay, just searching.
As I said, you're right. I'm blonde. What do I know?
It turns out you don't know anything.
No, I don't.
Turns out you don't know anything. Oh, I'm sorry. 6 entries found for detritus. Detritus. Loose fragments or grains that have been...
What's detritus, then?
I don't care. Detritus is some... Okay, well, how are you... I-O-U-S. She started early, didn't she, eh?
She bad.
I think she was right when I thought she said the first time round.
No, I'm afraid of your mum's. What do you think?
Are you... What?
What's that?
I'm
a friend of your mum's, but I'm going.
Oh,
bye-bye.
No,
bye.
Sarah, stay there.
I'm going.
Stay there.
I'm working.
Stay there. I have typed in the word detritus.
Yes.
No entry found.
Oh.
It doesn't exist.
I'll have to take my clothes off and dance around the table. Woohoo!
Okay.
Send in a picture.
I, to be honest, from the sound of her, Stan, I wouldn't bother.
No, I wouldn't.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, Ian.
Yes,
bye.
Well, always good. Has she gone?
Yeah.
No, thank God.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've gone now. She doesn't know my mum, does she? Well, there we go. So, I can't speak now. Detritus is a word. Detritus is made up. There we go.
All done.
All done. All kushti. Lovely jubbly. Next. There we go. Right. Stan, did we get to the reason that you'd called in?
I had also thought of another idea if you didn't fancy the sports.
Yes.
And that's possibly a mind game, such as chess.
Do you know, I started playing chess just last weekend for the first time in a long time, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot, but I used to play it a lot when I was younger. In fact, I was such a geek at school. When I was about 15, I started a chess club.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be quite naughty at school, Stem, and used to get in a lot of trouble. But I started the chess club. I thought, well, this will get me some credit. This will go down well. Anyway, about 3 or 4 weeks into the chess club, Tony Bumlick Lofts got the credit for it. And I went, well, hang on a minute, I started this. And the teacher said, no, you didn't, Ian, get out, you're banned.
Oh,
I was banned from my own chess club. But playing chess at the weekend, I'd forgotten how you set the board up. I'd forgotten where the queen and the king went. So I looked at the it was a cheap set from a charity shop, and I looked at the cover of the box. Then.
All the bits there?
All the bits were there. I looked at the cover of the box, and it had a picture of the chess set up. So me and my friend, we set it up like that, and we were playing it. And after that, I was thinking, no, this doesn't feel quite right. So I went on...
the board the wrong way around.
No, the board was white square, bottom right, always, I knew that. So I checked on the internet, and I had the queen in the wrong place, and the cover of the box had lied to me.
Queen always on her own colour.
Yeah, exactly. D4.
Yeah.
Hang on.
No, D1. Play. D1 or D8, depending if you're white or black.
There's D4.
D4's two spaces ahead of Queen's pawn.
No, it's D4.
No, it's not, Ian.
Ian,
look on the internet.
Yeah, right. The internet has been my friend. The internet will not let me down. I'm not 100% sure on this one.
You can still play, even if the queen is in a different place.
Don't be so stupid, Chris. Because then it completely changes the tactics.
The whole opening book gets thrown out the window.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, what's the website for chessboard pieces?
Chessboard.com.
Okay. So, www.
Chris on the radar as well.
Chessboard.com.
It's not.
Welcome. Chessboard on the web. Play chess on the web. Coming soon. It's not set up there yet.
Oh,
well. So, yeah, I'm right, Sten.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
No! Listen!
Wait until it's all done.
I'm banning that phrase. No one can agree to disagree. Fight your cause to the end.
Okay, then. Would you like me to bring down my chess book from upstairs? And read it out?
Do you know what? It sounds like dull radio, but I'm up for this. Go and get your chess book from upstairs.
Okie dokie. It's going to be exciting. Ian, you know Paul?
The Paul that doesn't like you, yes.
He's a bottler.
He is a bottler, I believe he is, yeah. Oh, here we go, there we go. Oh! Oh, do you know what? He could be right.
What?
About D4.
Is it?
Yeah, he could be right, yeah.
Going to see Tottenham tonight, Ian.
Shall I just cut him off, because he's going to be right?
Are you cutting him off?
Shall I cut him off?
Oh, no, are you?
Yeah, cut him off.
That's not very nice.
Shall I cut him off, Tony?
No, let him say...
Cut him off.
Yeah, I'm going to cut him off, Tony.
He lives in a lighthouse. Cut him off. He'll be ages.
All right, there we go. He's I've cut Tony off as well.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, never mind. Right, so... You're going to Tottenham, are you, Anthony?
Yeah, no, I'm going to see Spurs v Stevenage.
All right, yeah. Spurs v Stevenage?
Yeah, and I don't like football in the
Well, hang on a minute.
What?
Stevenage?
Yeah.
Are a football team?
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur versus Stevenage?
Yeah, friendly.
But why would they play Stevenage?
I don't know, but they do it every year.
Well, there you go.
So,
okay.
Get all graph as well.
Yeah, I suppose you would, wouldn't you? Mm. Anyway, I should really give out the phone number, by the way. 0870-9090-973. We've yet to find the definitive answer to what those black pipes are. We think they're for towards the trees.
Hopefully someone might know.
Hopefully. Who knows? Chris is in the Crouch End.
Chris?
Crouch End?
Hello?
Top of the morning to you, Chris.
He's not there. You there, Chris?
Chris?
Bottler.
Bottle it?
Chris, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. Top of the morning to you.
Finally came one.
But it's not the morning anymore.
I know, but it's just a fun, little, light-hearted, throwaway phrase that I'm insisting every caller says to me.
Top of the afternoon to you.
That'll do.
Yes. I wanted to congratulate you, Ian, on giving up caffeine.
Thank you.
Because you won't be so speedy anymore, will you?
No.
You'll calm down, yes. And you'll be nice and relaxed.
It's the devil's wee-wee.
Well, I don't know about that, but did you know that caffeine has been linked with anxiety?
Yes. No, I didn't know that, but it makes sense, because it makes you anxious. It's a not a laxative, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's a stimulant.
Yes, but it's a false stimulant.
Yes.
What's that word mean, Ian?
What, false? It means it's not true?
No, it's stimulant.
It means it stimulates. Gets you wired.
I see.
Yeah.
And it can cause insomnia, it can cause depression.
Yes.
It can even cause mental illness.
Yes.
And there's a rise in dopamine in the frontal lobes of the brain, which is a neurotransmitter, which can cause anxiety. And people...
I'm not gay!
Just trying to lighten the mood a bit, because it's a little bit weighty. We talked about chess and mental illness.
And dictionaries.
And dictionaries.
No, I think it's very uplifting, because it informs
Chris,
people.
I've got a blinding headache. Oh, God, it's killing me.
But don't worry, that's just a withdrawal symptom from caffeine. You'll be all right after a few days.
I want to die.
It's just detoxing, that's all.
But I've had five ibuprofen today.
Did you say you want to die?
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
Okay.
But, all these rising coffee shops,
gosh.
They should have herbal tea shops.
Well, they do sell herbal tea in coffee shops.
Yes, but...
We've got a coffee shop in our town.
Oh, yeah, any good?
Cafe Nero.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, they're good there.
But they never used to have coffee shops like this in England.
Oh, yeah, they did. They've had coffee shops since about the early 1800s, probably even
they
a bit
did,
before.
Though.
Yes, but that was minor. I mean, not on such a big scale as now. And then they wonder why people are more anxious.
Because of Starbucks.
Because of the caffeine in the coffee. And the tea's no better. Don't think that you can go from coffee to tea.
No.
Herbal tea's all right.
I'm on chamomile.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's horrible.
Don't like it, Ian.
No, it's horrible. But with a big dollop of honey in there,
lovely.
But it's not horrible, it's calming. It's a natural flower. Chamomile flowers grow in the field.
Okay. Well, Chris, I'm getting worried. This is the second time that I've agreed with you.
Well, it must be dropping all that caffeine. You can see clearly now the rain's gone.
That's a song, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Gary. After the Wireless Show.
Oh, the lift's not getting fixed until tomorrow now.
What's my
name? Coffee shops were introduced in the 17th century.
What's not getting fixed?
The lift. The lift at LBC Towers is knackered.
Oh, it's broke again.
Yeah, Ferris got in it. So hopefully we'll be getting fixed tomorrow.
Might be good, hopefully.
Should be good.
Quick, that McDonald's you're going to, that's a good idea, you know what I mean?
It's not a bad one, is it? Check. And so we're back again. So far, we have decided that everyone that calls in the show is going to say top of the morning. Mark?
Top of the morning to you.
Thank you. We talked about the black pipes found at the base of trees, and why would you need them to water the tree if there's earth around it anyway? And also, this is the main thing I wanted to mention now, I think, on it. Why was this woman watering the tree? She didn't work for the council. She had a big 5-litre plastic bottle of water. She had six empty ones on her bicycle.
Where did you see that?
This was just off the Holloway Road, Anthony.
That's strange.
She'd been going around on her bike doing it. Surely it's not... Is it up to us to look after the trees?
No, the rain.
The rain and...
The gardeners.
The rain, the gardener and the council.
Mm.
They should be doing that. And also, I need someone to pronounce a word for me later on.
What's that word, Ian?
Well, I'll spell it to you, Anthony. I'm not going to say... I'm going to spell it to you. And Mark, you can have a go at this as well.
I just wondered why schools are exempt from the water ban as well, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh. Do you know that, Ian?
Oh, well. No, I don't know. Anyway, S-U... Are you writing this down, boys?
No.
Get a pen and paper.
Can I go and get a pen? Hold on, Ian.
All right, nice.
I'll go and get on.
Okay. I'll play a bit of music while he's, play a bit of music while he's doing that. Hang on. Let us know when you got it, Anthony.
Oh, yes.
You got one, have you, Mark?
Yeah.
Anthony, you back yet? Not yet.
Can we just talk about something else?
No, we'll listen to Quincy.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready, Anthony?
I am.
Good lad. Okay, so write down this word. S... Now, I'll tell you why we're doing this before, but I always thought this word was pronounced a certain way.
Good.
And I heard someone... I heard Fran, the travel woman, on Terry Wogan the other day, pronounce it a different way. The way that I thought was wrong, and I laughed. And then I heard James H. Reeve pronounce it a different... So I've heard two people pronounce it a different way to the way I thought this was pronounced. So here we go. S.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
S.
Yeah.
I.
Yep.
D.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
E.
E.
Okay. So you go first, Anthony.
Okay. What did I say? So, I can't really read that. I can't read it in.
Okay, Mark, you have a go.
Subsidence.
No, this is what I thought. I always thought...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was subsidence.
It looks like it.
But it looks like it. But Fran on Terry Wogan and James H. Reeve on another radio station both said subsidence.
No, subsidence.
That's a different word.
Well, what does subsidence mean?
Look on the internet.
I can't go to dictionary.com anymore. What does subsidence mean then, Mark?
Oh, I don't know, but I know it's a different word.
You're thinking of subsidy.
No, I think it's something to do with having the will to carry on, isn't it?
What?
You've got the will to carry on doing something. Where subsidence is something that's sort of shrinking or falling into the ground or becoming unstable.
But they're both, but you're saying they're spelt the same way, are you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because why would Fran, the travel lady, be saying, due to the people having a lack of will to carry on, the M25 is closed southbound from junction 23 to 7.
Not in that context.
Mm.
Well, it does news.
Anyway, Mark, sorry, you've called in. If anyone can help me on the subsidence argument, then we can sort that out. But, Mark, what may I do for you?
I was just, number one, trying to find out if I'd sort of had any remarks made about me maybe being blacklisted on the phone or anything.
What, blacklisted calling in the radio station?
Yeah, because I know, like, a few months ago we had a little altercation that we rectified and sorted out on air.
Which altercation do we have? I have so many of them.
Well, it was just that I just didn't have... When I very first tuned into you for the first few days, I thought you was absolutely outrageous, and I didn't like what I was listening to. But then after about a week, I actually become addicted to the show.
Right.
And absolutely loved it. And then I had to come on air and apologise to you, which I did quite happily.
Well done.
And then after that, I'd rung in the station a few times. And, OK, yeah, we'll ring you back. We'll ring you straight back.
Listen.
I did it on the Clive Ball show as well, and I never got any callbacks. He was looking for some ideas for a photograph, and I just wondered...
What was your idea you were going to suggest to Clive Ball for his photograph?
Well, he just wanted to find a good idea to have a nice backdrop, sort of representing, like, late evening entertainment, and I was just... come up with two different locations on the...
Which locations did you have? Because I'm having my photos done on Thursday.
Well, you know where the... Millennium Willies.
Yeah.
There's a nice little walkway with a load of trees.
Now, isn't this funny? I'm going to interrupt. You say the word wheel, Mark, and it sounds like... Say it again.
Wheel.
It sounds like will.
Oh, no.
Now say the sentence, I haven't got the will to live.
I haven't got the will to live.
You make that sound like wheel. You've swapped your wheel with your will, Mark.
Okay.
I noticed that earlier on when you were saying about the will to live. Okay.
Well, I'm from South London.
South London, innit? Oh, well, there you go. So you swap will with will. Never mind. Your two suggestions. One was by the Millennium Wheel.
Yeah. There's a little sort of a pathway and there's a load of trees. And about late evening, sort of 8, 9 o'clock, all the trees are lit up in the blue.
It's nice around there, yeah.
I've seen that.
And it looks quite attractive. If someone... standing right bang in the middle of them, their pathway with the trees to their left and their right, and the Millennium Wheel over their head. Yeah. I thought that would be quite an interesting picture.
Would be nice.
And if it was sort of done late evening, just before it gets dark.
Moody.
It would represent a sort of like a late evening talk show.
I like it.
And the other one was outside the Tate Gallery, you've got a bridge. The pedestrians walk to the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
And literally right on the stairway, you've got a really nice three-dimensional... structure of the bridge that really looks quite attractive as a backdrop, and also the sort of same time of day. So those were my two suggestions, but Bob never called me back, so I thought, maybe I've done something I shouldn't have.
You've not been banned because of me. As far as I know, you've not been banned or blacklisted. We do have one or two callers that, because of their outbursts on the air...
Attitude.
Well, no, it's not their attitude. I mean, the fact that you came on, Mark, and said you didn't like the show, to me, that makes quite good radio. So, you know, that's almost encouraged to a certain extent. So
that's thoughtful as well.
It's thoughtful. You wouldn't be blacklisted for not liking a show. You would be blacklisted...
But we had a little conversation off-air, and that's
We had a conversation off-air, did we?
Well, you and Mark.
You took the phone off one of your trainee receptionists at the time.
Oh, blimey.
And, you know, anyway...
I wasn't rude to you, was I?
No, I just...
Oh, well.
You sort of respected my decision, but after a week, I was addicted to that. I couldn't not tune in anymore.
Well, as far as I know, I know for a fact that you're not blacklisted. We do have one or two people that are blacklisted because they came on and been maybe made outrageously racist statements or have been libelous or have been very sweary. Those, there are four or five people are no longer permitted to call the station. But no, you're not one of those.
Okay. Well, before I go, just wanted to know what you thought of Traffic Warden.
There we go. It's all linking up today. It's almost as if I've written this. When I took Chris out the back to look at the tree with the black pipe, there was a traffic warden. It was very funny. Wasn't that funny? But it made me laugh. There was a traffic warden putting a ticket on a car and taking a picture of the car. Yeah. So I ran up to him and went, "Oh, no! What are you doing? Oh, it's my car! What are you doing?" And then I went, "It's not really my car. Well done, mate. I think you're doing a really good job." And he was quite pleased with that. And it was, do you know what? It's quite a nice thing to do, to run up to a car. "Not my car! It's not really mine."
Yeah, it's coming.
I think that, you know, I think they're all right. They do a good job, generally.
Mm. Why don't you email Clive Ball and, you could email him, couldn't you?
What, about traffic wardens, Anthony?
No, about the picture he had, the idea he had for him.
Well, I'll send that message on to him. Mark, I take it you're not a fan of the traffic warden?
Well, I'm a fan in respect of if you're driving down the road and the car's decided to double park his car and cause an obstruction and give all the other road users a load of grief.
Yeah.
He deserves to be towed away or given a ticket. But, yeah, you know, when you're parked in a little side road and no one cares if you're there or not, and a warden comes along and it costs you £50 or whatever, I think that's a little bit of a liberty.
I think if you parked illegally, you've parked illegally.
Yeah, but if you're in a little side road in a non-busy area, then it's just a revenue earner for that particular
If you've contravened the traffic regulations, you should pay the... Hang on a minute!
What year is that?
What the hell is this? Is this turned into the flipping,
Who is Mike Mendoza?
I don't know, but,
Let's nuke them while we can.
Yeah, but Mark, go to TalkSport. I can't have this conversation, sir.
No, it wasn't a political one. I just wanted to know your opinion. I just think it'd be good if all the pub...
There we go. It just turned into TalkSport all of a sudden.
No.
Let me just try this. Hang on. Line 8, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, Line 8, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Sorry, we just needed to lighten up a bit there as we got sucked into the world of Mike Stickin.
You did indeed.
Yes.
I got a definition for you of subsidence. From
There we go. I know what subsidence means.
Oh, I thought you wanted a definition.
Well, Mark thought that subsidence meant like the earth collapsing and sinking and things like that.
Well, that's it then, isn't it?
Which is what it does mean. But he also thought that subsidence meant you didn't have the will to live. But
I can't see anything else in here.
Well, no, it's the same word, just pronounced differently.
Ian?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes, Anthony?
But then you're always right, Ian.
And what's your name, by the way?
It's Marie.
Marie, hang on. Yes, Anthony?
You've got to say top of the morning to you.
Oh, thank you. You've got to say top of the morning to me, Marie.
Oh, top of the morning.
Thank you.
Seems a bit strange saying it in the afternoon.
It does seem
a bit... Don't mind, whatever you say, Ian.
Oh, I like you, Marie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Lots of people say that to me.
And then they realise you're 52 and...
Oh, no. I'm younger than you, Ian. Sorry to disappoint you.
How young are you?
30,
okay. Mm. Wooden floors?
Eh?
Have you got wooden floors?
No.
Oh, okay, disappointing.
Have you?
Not anymore, no.
No, I used to have.
Yeah, I used to have, and then I got carpets.
I know.
But I really like Glen Campbell. This is one of the things that I share with you, Ian.
That's about
the only thing I probably share with you. But I really love Glen Campbell, too. I was brought up with Glen Campbell.
What's he like to live with? Like a rhinestone
cowboy. I was going to say, I was brought up with Glen Campbell songs being played on the jukebox in my mum's and dad's pub, and also at home. My mum loves Glen Campbell.
Did you go and see Glen Campbell on Friday?
All of those, she absolutely loves all of his music, and we've got, like, the definitive collection, you know, that two CD collection, it's fantastic.
Oh, that is great. Yeah.
And did you go?
It's even got that song from True Grit, because I love that song.
Oh, I don't like that song, it's a bit slow.
Oh, no, I really like that one.
I can't remember how it goes, he sang...
Little Girl, it starts off, doesn't it?
One Day Little Girl.
Different tune.
I can't remember the tune. He sang it the other night, and I can't remember how it goes.
It's a lovely song. How's he looking now? I'm guessing he's looking old.
He needs a haircut. He's got a... Glen Campbell, Anthony.
Is he doing the "I'm going bald, but I'm growing it long to make it look"?
No,
it's not really happening.
No, he's still got hair on the top of his head. It's very
fair,
fine.
Is it, the way he's, you know, the things that he's done.
Yeah, but he's it's long and greasy, and he wasn't as coherent as maybe we'd like him to be.
Right. You've got news now, or advert.
Anthony, I've got 40 seconds. I'm talking to a lady.
Oh, sorry, carry on.
Do you know what I mean? I'm doing all right.
Carry on.
He wasn't as coherent as he could have been. But we understand he's had a few issues with certain things.
He has. He's a recovering alcoholic. I think we can say that quite safely.
Indeed, but I think more than that at times. Also, he said. Anyway,
yes, he's been up and he's been down every which way but loose. Hopefully, he's getting better. And it was do you know what I mean? He's a 70-year-old man. It was a blinding
concert.
How
old he is now?
70 years.
Yeah. Oh. Right. He's gone through a lot of ladies as well, hasn't he? He's been married a few times.
Bobby Gentry, I believe he's been with Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
Sasha Distel. All of them. All of the famous ladies of the 70s.
Yeah. He was quite good looking when he was young. I mean, say, 40 now, years ago. Yeah.
Marie, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Because it's the travel now.
All right then, Ian.
Okay, you leave your number with Chris and I'll give you a call after the show. Thanks. Bye.
You going to give a call back, Ian?
Nah, a bit boring. Okay, let's get the latest on the roads and the trains now from the LBC Travel Centre. And it's Alan Joyce. It's Paul from the Farringdon, Anthony, and he's emailed in saying, Anthony's got me all wrong, I'm a big fan of him and his packages. Is it just me, or does he sound like Gareth out of The Office?
Oh.
Mm. Let's have a look.
Is that what he said, Ian?
That's what he said, yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. Doug and staff are listening to us in Canada. I like Canada, I wouldn't mind living there one day. So that's very nice. What else have we got?
Any good stuff on there?
No. Ian, if you're restructuring the correspondent list on Friday, didn't you say that Friday was the day when you're doing the groundbreaking No Presenter Show? No, let's explain this. Friday, I'm updating the correspondent list. The No Presenter Show is Sunday.
This Sunday
coming up, so that'd be good.
I don't think I believe Paul. I don't know, really. I'm in the middle now.
You're in the middle?
Yeah, I see email him, but I'm quite ready, so I can't.
Okay, well, Paul, Anthony doesn't believe you. Top of the morning to you, Caroline. Caroline.
Top of the morning to you, gorgeous. How are you?
Wow. Hi, chihuahua. I'm fine.
I think you cheered up with him a bit.
Anthony, I think you should put your fingers in your ears for the next few minutes.
Go on, Ian.
Go on.
I'm only going to speak words.
Okay, but good words.
Well, mind you, what else does one speak?
Well, one can speak... I don't know, actually. I suppose it is just
okay. The noun from the verb subside is pronounced subsidence.
All right.
And subsidy is a noun.
Right.
And the adjective is subsidize.
But what about subsidence?
Subsidence is no such word.
So, subsidence...
Oh, yes, yeah, subsidence. That's the noun from the verb subside.
But so Fran... Okay, let's just get this straight once and for all.
You're right.
Fran was wrong when she said subsidence.
Yes, you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you. There we go.
Now, can I send in about?
Yes, of course you can.
Because it's funny. It's very strange. We must be on the same level today. Ooh. Or on the same wavelength, rather.
Yes, level.
The LBC quiz on the LBC page.
On the website?
Yes.
Let's have a look
at
this.
Competition.
Hang on a second.
Drop down menu.
I didn't know there was a quiz here. So www.lbc.co.uk. The computer's very slow.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we've got broadband. This must be 56.
I've got broadband in.
I don't think we've got it in the studio, Anthony.
I've got NGL.
Competitions. Okay, which LBC quiz?
Yes,
okay.
The LBC quiz, and it says fancy a challenge. Then it says, actually, this made me laugh while I was listening. Simply click on any of the subjects below to get going.
Okay, so we've got World Cup, sport, food, horse racing.
Anyone. Just click on anyone.
Should we click on film?
It's all right.
Okay, click on film.
Okay. And what does it say underneath the film picture?
If the quiz did not start automatically, please click here.
Stop. What was the word beginning with A?
Automatically.
Automatically. Oh, what? Automatically.
Yes.
Not automatically.
That's right. It's wrong.
Who'd have
It'd be A-double-L-Y.
Who?
I didn't do it.
Hang on one second. Yeah. Chris, who regulates this, and what do I have to do to get them to spell words correctly?
I think his name is Gary King.
Well, Gary King doesn't do the quiz on the website, does he?
We all have to muck in.
Well, it's Gary King, and I should be having very, very strong words with him.
Well spotted.
Thank you. What's my prize?
I'm afraid you don't get one.
Good.
Lovely.
That's exactly what I wanted.
There you go, spot on. Thank you for that. Anthony, I suppose we should say goodbye. You've been on for a long time.
Is your question, Ian?
Why not wait until 51 minutes after you've been on before asking me the question? Away you go.
Sorry, Ian. It's about football. You know on LBC?
Oh, God, yeah.
Sorry. Do you do...
I don't like football.
I know, but do you do live football commentary?
No.
You don't.
They have the football show on Saturday afternoons with Kenny and John.
Okay.
When's that between? Like two and five, three and six, something like that.
Okay.
But they don't have live commentary. Do you know why?
No.
They can't afford to pay for it.
I see. I apologise.
No, don't apologise.
Tomorrow I'm busy, so I'll call you Thursday.
Good lad.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye. What a nice fellow. It's Anthony there, who often joins me for the first hour of the show. And you can't argue with that. Yes, Tony, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. I am calling from Poland. And you cut me off earlier.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
You were the fella that wanted me to cut off Sten, and I accidentally cut you both off.
Well, only because I know he lives in a lighthouse, and it would take him ages to the top floor. Anyway, what I wanted to call
can
you
about... Can you speak Polish?
No, I don't speak Polish, no.
I can say two phrases in Polish. Here we go. This is for
steady.
The
steady
on. Popatrz na moje górek.
Yeah.
And? Now, this one I'm not sure what it means, so this could be rude.
Yeah.
Ja jestem dupa.
That sounds a bit suspect.
The first one, popatrz na moje górek, I think means look at my gherkin.
Yes.
And ja jestem dupa, I don't know what that means.
No.
No.
It's probably the reply from the said Manta when you've asked her the first part of the question in Polish.
She replies, ja jestem dupa.
She said, I've seen bigger gherkins in a fish shop.
Yes. What?
Thank you very much. Anyway, listen.
Is Lech Wałęsa still alive?
It's about the black pipe.
The black pipe at the bottom of the tree?
There's two things very quickly. I don't want to be on as long as Anthony because I'm much older than he is.
Yeah.
So the black pipe. There's been a new government order issued recently. There's been an influx of people from Switzerland. And because...
Is this going to be a joke?
No.
Okay, be careful, because if this is a joke, I'm going to be really blooming angry.
Well, it's not a joke, it's an observation.
All right, away you go.
All right, well, the black pipes were initially put in to water the young trees, but then once the tree's grown, they can't get the pipe out. But now the trees have grown, and property prices being what they are, it seems reasonable to me that they could actually build tree houses. And then they could use the black pipe to fire up cable. That's number one. And number two, I want to explain to your other listener about this lowest bid quiz. Because there seems to be a lot of confusion about it. People seem to think that this £5,000 telly prize can be won if they put a bid in for a penny. And I'm here to tell you that the lowest unique bid will be £5,000.
Well, there you go. It makes sense to me. Studies in Wireless Show. What does this mean? Ian, you've done it again. This is the second time I've had an email similar to this. Barnsworth, see if you understand this. You deliberately dropped the word Holloway in your conversation. Why? Are you trying to provoke me? I'm warning you, don't play with a box of matches if you run out of toys. They can burn your fingers if you don't blow them out quick enough. Get my drift? Behave. Chris Michael.
What?
It's the second time he's threatened me, Barnsworth, for mentioning Holloway.
Oh.
And I don't think I mentioned Holloway.
I don't think you have. Maybe you've got schizophrenia or something.
Yeah, maybe, yes. Anyway.
Top of the line, dear.
Do they have the black pipes up north?
No, but I've seen them when I've been to London.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought they were like a pipe that took the water underground onto the plants. But if you've seen this woman pouring the water into it, maybe it's something to help the plants in the water. You know, so
but she wasn't like a councilwoman, so maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was just guessing.
Hmm. Maybe she was helping the plants by doing experiments. I don't know.
Very strange indeed. Yeah. Hey, listen, you're young and with it. My producer, Adrian Crisp, has been looking at a lot of young men's bottoms on the train recently, only because he's confused by the addition of brightly coloured handkerchiefs or bandanas hanging out of their pockets. Now, when I was a young man, you know, experimenting, handkerchiefs out of the back pockets were a gay code.
Right.
Do they mean that now, Barnsworth?
I've never heard of that, no. so it could be.
So you've not seen any... Maybe it's not reached the north yet. Maybe it'll get there in about another 15 years. You've not seen young men with long bandanas or handkerchiefs. Kits.
Yeah, I have, but I didn't realise that meant to be a gay code.
Well, no, in the old days, it was a gay code. And if you wish to investigate this further, may I recommend the rubbish Al Pacino film Cruising, in which he's a cop who goes undercover into the gay world to solve a murder.
Oh, very good.
It's quite dated. But no, I just wondered if it, what the significance of those bandanas or handkerchiefs was. But I guess
maybe
we
someone else will be able to.
So. Well, this is the technique. Is I'm saying it to you, but I'm also saying it to the other listener as well, and maybe they'll call in.
Yeah, maybe they will.
0870-9090-973.
How are you?
Yeah, yes, I'm all right. Yeah,
getting better.
It's getting a bit better. It was awful earlier on. I nearly pulled a sickie. Nearly didn't come in.
Oh, bless you. It might be a bit heat more than caffeine. Because I get headaches
when it's fine. Well, it was partly the heat, it's partly the caffeine.
Drink lots of water.
No, shh, shh.
And sit in a dark room.
Barnsworth, shh. Francis, were you snoring? Francis?
Oh, hello.
Were you snoring then?
No.
Were you belching?
No.
Are you drinking the last bit of your Pepsi from a bottle?
No, I've just got to say this quickly and then I've got to run.
Okay.
I hate my mother-in-law. I would love for her to fall down a manhole and no one notices.
Well, you've said it. Barnsworth, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all ponder on that as we get the latest LBC 97.3 news. Chris, what the bloody hell was that all about? Sorry, just reading the emails from behind the glass. There we go. Chris Tang says, Ian, you stud muffin. I would like to know what type of woman would tickle your fancy. Well, any woman that will tickle my fancy. By the way, I've got two tickets for Valen's show in Radlett. This is from Robert, by the way. The one he's doing with O'Brien. I can't give them away. If any of your listeners want them, they can have them. I got them as a booby prize. Well, that's not very polite, is it? So, the black pipes at the bottom of trees. How do you say subsidence? And those bandana things. Does it have any significance now like it did in the old days? You can give us a call on 0870-9090-973. And at 4:30, it's the excellent LBC 97.3 comments and suggestions box. But before that, the top of the morning to you, Dan.
Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Top of the morning to you. So what can I do for you?
I was just finding out about the bandanas.
Okay, go on.
Well, is it youngish lads that are wearing the bandanas?
Well, Chris has been spotting them mainly. Chris, describe these gentlemen to Dan, please.
They were young lads.
Oh, they were young.
Yeah, they were young lads, apparently.
All right, well, in the youth of today...
Yes.
Then, like, people wear these bandanas to, like, symbolise something, like, if they're in a group or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a little geeky thing that geeky people do.
So what does it symbolise, then?
I don't know. Like, if you're emo, which is emotional, like, you're just a random person that just cries and cuts your wrist because you're emotional.
Right, but hang on. The term for this is emo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be the term.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Dan.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you've got to put your phone down, Dan, when you did that. There we go. If you're going to make a funny noise at the end, you're more than welcome to, I don't mind. In fact, maybe that's something we could carry on for a whole show. But when you put the phone down, make sure you hit the receiver. Don't muff it up. It's embarrassing. Lindy, if you're going to make a funny noise when you put the phone down, make sure you hit the receiver properly.
Okay.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
There we go, that's more like it.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah. I've got a black tube in my garden to water my new tree.
Well, okay. So it's in the ground, is it?
Yeah, it's wrapped around. It came in a pot, and then when you planted the tree, you had to wrap this tube around the roots and leave sort of 6 to 12 inches sticking out of the ground.
Right. What was wrong with the old days when water would fall on the base of the tree, and the roots would soak it up?
Well, I think that it just gives it a better start. That it's less likely to die. Because a lot of new trees do die when you... If you see them, you know, the council put them in. And loads of them die. Not, you know, a lot of them don't survive. So
really?
I suppose that's why they start doing
it. I think a lot of them die because dogs wee on them.
Well, that might be the case. But it's looking good, my tree. And, you know, it's very bad drought at the moment. So... And I'm using a watering can, not
well,
a hose.
Good for you. Ah, hose... Pose, who cares? I think, who cares? Anyway, listen, you're a woman.
Yes.
You have young children.
Yes.
You understand about washing clothes.
Yes.
How many, in this heat...
Yeah.
How many days wear could I get out of, before I had to put in the washing machine, a T-shirt?
One
day, of course, because you sweat, it smells, you clean it.
Yeah.
In this heat... How many days wear could I get before putting it in the wash out of a pair of jeans?
Oh, I don't know. You'd probably have to give them a sniff.
But I could easily get 5 days out of it.
Could you really? No, I think that'd be a bit nasty.
Oh. I could comfortably get 2 weeks out of it, easily 5 days. How long do you reckon, Lindy?
I reckon 3 days.
Three days? We're still 3 days. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, at the most.
Get this. My producer, who the more I find out about him, the more I dislike him. Not dislike him, but I feel uncomfortable in his presence because he just gets weirder and weirder. He washes all of his clothes after one wear. Everything. Jeans, trousers, shirts, T-shirts. Everything is washed. Wears it for one day, goes home, takes it off, puts it in the washing machine. So much so, he came in today and he said, oh, I'm not in a good mood. I said, well, what's wrong, Chris? Let me help you. You know, I'm older, I can guide you through life. He said, my blooming flatmate has had a go at me saying that I use the washing machine too often. And I was like, you know, I've shared flats. I know these silly, petty little tensions that rise up and, you know, they're me. How often do you wash your clothes? He says, well, every day.
Well, but I think that's quite good, actually.
A pair of jeans, though, Lindy.
Well, yeah.
You put jeans on...
If I was sharing a flat with him, it might annoy me.
You put your jeans on. The thing is, he puts the washing machine on in the morning. Everyone else gets home before he does. They have to empty his washing.
Oh,
I've shared flats with people. That's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. Yeah, it is.
But seriously, you wear a pair of jeans for one day. You take them off, you put them in the wash.
Well, I wouldn't do that. No.
We're running out of water.
True. He's not saving water, is he?
No, he's not. And he's not doing that thing that they say in hotels about all the washing up powder is ruining the Amazon rain.
Putting your towels on the floor means you want clean ones.
Towels on the floor, clean one. Towel hung over the rail means, I'll tell you what, I'll go for another day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm paying top dollar for these hotels. My towel is going on that floor.
No.
Yes.
No, that's
yes.
Nasty.
I'm paying for it. Not, no. I wasn't paying much for the hotel
no,
in Spain.
It still saves water, though, doesn't it?
I don't believe it. They're just trying to save money. They're just trying to make money out of me. So, no, that towel's going on the floor. I want a clean towel.
Oh, you're very naughty.
My one towel isn't going to make any difference to the amount of bubbles.
But if everyone says that, then it will, won't it?
No.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
It will.
No, it won't.
Listen.
Yes.
I finally got round to watching the last episode of Doctor Who last night.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it?
It was good. I kept thinking, it is sad, but it's not that sad. It's not that sad. And then that last bit on the beach.
The last bit on the beach cried.
Oh, I cried.
Did you? I cried because, A, it would look like a miserable beach. And the miserable beaches, I think, are very sad places.
Yeah.
And just, it was just, the whole thing was very sad and loss and, you know, falling in love and, oh, it was all horrible, wasn't it?
Do you think that she will come back at some stage?
She'll be back in about...
They've left an opening, haven't
she'll they? Be back in about 3 or 4 series, definitely. Yeah. If it all goes pear-shaped for her, and her acting, career doesn't take off quite the way she expects, and her book... She's written her autobiography.
Oh, is she?
Coming out for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I don't like autobiographies.
Oh, I love them, but not when they're written by children. I like them to be written by old men in their 60s.
Yeah, then they'd be more interesting.
Then they've lived a life. I don't want to read. I don't want to read books by kids.
No.
Anyway, Lindy, thank you for that.
Okay, I might not be ringing you till September now. So,
are you going to prison?
No, I'm going to Australia.
Oh, you said this?
Yeah. So,
oh. Well. Oh, I feel we should do something special, but I can't.
No, don't worry.
All right, I won't.
That's fine.
Have a lovely time.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye bye.
Bye. Listen on the web. Oh, she's gone too late. She couldn't wait to get out of there, could she? Could not. I was a bit emotional there, remembering the last episode of Doctor Who. Lindy couldn't wait to get out of there. I'm free! She's running around her house now, stripping off, going, I'm free! Claire.
Yes, Ian Lee.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Thank you.
Yes, I know, and I can say it with gusto if I have to.
Are you actually an Irish?
I am an Irish.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I'm a bit buxom as well, and I know you like them like that, Ian.
I like a buxom Irish girl. When you say buxom, you're not fat, are you?
Well, that's another word for it.
Oh, no, I like... hey, the larger lady, come on! All you need to be now is in your late 40s and we're going to get married. Not get married, but we'll have a good weekend in a hotel somewhere.
All right, wouldn't mind it, Ian, wouldn't mind.
Yes, OK. Now I'm scared. So, Claire, you've called in.
I haven't spoken to you before, but you have amused me on quite a few occasions.
I'm glad to hear that.
I have been giggling. You did mention the Holloway, I'm afraid.
Did I mention the Holloway?
Did you were talking about the mad water? You may not have said she was a mental, but the woman who had all the buckets of water on the back of her bike.
Oh, fair play. Well spotted. Remember? Where's Wally?
And
there he is.
I just was a bit concerned about the idea that maybe he'd be waiting for you after work.
That I used to. The what? What? What?
That the man who phoned you and said he threatened you with about the box of matches.
Yes, yes, that was.
He might be waiting for you after work, and I wouldn't want that now.
No, Claire, I shall keep. Oh, say now and film.
Now, film.
Now say
film. Film,
Claire. I've got to go. Film. Thanks for that.
Bye now.
Bye bye, film.
Lots of people have made money.
Chris says, as a professional dry cleaner, it's 3 days for jeans and 1 day for t-shirts. The thing is, though, jeans are working men's clothes. And in the old days, when they were first made... Yeah, I think we will, just in case. I think we will. Let's lose two for a second. Let's go with Damien in Crouch End. Damien, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Yes, I think we got erred on the side of caution there. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I would definitely say 2 or 3 days if you're not working in the jeans, as in doing stuff like I'm doing.
Oh, shut up, man. You can go 2 weeks. Keep that cool, though, because it was, yes. You can go 2 weeks, easily 5 days without, washing your jeans.
Well, it depends what you're doing in the jeans. Like, if you're doing work like I'm doing, working with quality garden furniture...
Don't cut me off.
I won't say anything more. I had a good weekend, though. But Battlestar Galactica, I've got to say that before I get on with the rest. Any good? Good or bad?
What?
Battlestar Galactica, the new one.
I've not seen it.
You joking?
Well, no, have you seen it?
Yeah, well, I watched the first season last year, then when I come back from the winter holidays...
Yeah.
I'd missed the first half of the second season, and I just spoke to your mate Dan Lode...
Yeah.
...and watched the first 10 episodes, and it's superb.
Well, I've not seen it, but I've had people recommend it to me, and they say...
Oh, it really is good. I think Clive's
a big fan of it, isn't he?
I don't know.
I've got the wrong. I know he likes his science fiction. He's a big fan of Firefly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, I've not checked it out. Maybe I've still got the 4400 to watch.
That's something. Like, I will never start watching something unless I watch it from the start.
Exactly.
I'm one of those people that can catch up.
And I've got Prison Break. I've got all of Prison Break to watch yet. I've not seen any of that.
Do you know, I downloaded a lot of that, tried to burn it onto my DVD, and there was nothing there.
Good, I'm glad, because downloading TV programmes from the internet is illegal.
Is it really?
And we don't condone or endorse that here at LBC
97.3. Why did my computer do that, then?
I do not know.
Well, it's Dell's fault, because they sold me the computer.
No, it's not Dell. Damien, one more libelous word like that and cut you off. Dell are excellent and downloading films...
No, Dell's my friend.
Right, get to your points, for God's sakes, man.
I've got a few things. I'm off on the winter holidays, and I'm going to Thailand, so I was thinking... that I could be your Chiang Mai and Northern Thailand correspondent. Would there be such a thing?
There could be. The thing is, when we update the correspondent list on Friday, people can call in and nominate themselves to be any correspondent they desire.
Wow. That makes life worth living.
Exactly. You can replace people, you can make up your own correspondent position, and if I think it's worthy, and if I think you'll call up on a regular basis to give me updates, then you get the gig. It's as simple as...
Well, I will do if you call me back, because it's blooming expensive.
Nick!
What?
You just hold your horses. I'm talking to Damien.
I haven't finished yet, Nick. Please.
Yes. Right, we're all on tenterhooks here.
Anyhow, I had a major question to ask you, Ian. How old was you when you first kissed a girl? No, I actually don't change that.
No.
How old was you when a girl first kissed you?
I was quite a late starter.
You was, mate. I was sitting in front of the TV doing a bit of paperwork on the Friday.
Yeah.
And I heard this familiar voice, and I looked up, and there it was. Bugs Bunny's brother. God, you was an ugly pug.
Do you know what? Funny, someone's just sent me... This is that Law of the Playground thing that was on Friday. And I didn't see it. I forgot. I didn't know it was on like then.
You know when you're on TV, Ian. People always say, I saw you, and you go, what was that? And then you answer their question because you...
No, I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know that this was been on. Because this was filmed over a year ago. And they kept delaying putting it out. But someone sent me the picture, and it's my mum's favourite picture, and it's a bad picture, man.
They must have given you some serious... That, honestly,
yes.
You said it on Monday, which was good. You was a late developer or whatever.
Yeah. And I was about eight in that picture.
you was great. You grew into your features, but you definitely grew into those teeth unless you had them replaced.
No, those I've still got. Do you know what? I hate my teeth. I really hate my teeth.
Well, they go with your face now. Whereas when you were a kid, you just looked like you said they used to call you Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah,
but you was Daddy Long Legs with Bugs Bunny's teeth.
Right, what's the bullying for, man? Why are you bullying me again?
I'm not bullying you, but I just can understand now why you've got such a great sense of humour, because at that age, when you're bullied for being so ugly, the best thing you do is make people laugh, and
years
you obviously
of
did that.
Dental, years of brace wearing, they were my milk teeth, do you know what I mean? I was a little boy.
What, did you chew the tops off of milk bottles with them?
I'm going to cut you off now.
Oh, well, you can't.
There we go, he's gone. So, Nick, I've cut him. I'm not going
to... I
don't have to sit here and be bullied by a man who sells garden furniture while I'm a successful broadcaster.
I'm calling you Buck Cheese as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm not having all that.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And he kissed you as well. Well, he's sort of alluding to that.
He was alluding to that. Hang on a second. Line four, what are your views on my teeth?
Chingace.
There we go, that didn't help at all. Right, so, Nick, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I used to have bandanas. You used to talk about people with them silly handkerchiefs on the back of their pocket.
Oh, yeah,
I was standing at the traffic lights, and I've always associated those people, those stupid people, I'm going to call it Muppets, right?
Yeah.
They wear those trousers, right, that look like those so-called Guantanamo Bay sort of prisoners. You know, the ones that sort of got them halfway down their leg?
Oh, what are they called? Batty riders?
What they call them?
No, what, they don't call them that. What do they call them? They call them low batties.
No batches, yeah.
Yes.
Now, okay, they look ridiculous. Do you agree or not?
I think they look stupid. Of course I agree. I'm a 33-year-old man.
I'm walking up. Oh, I'm on too. But the thing is, what makes me laugh, right, is they wear them with a belt.
Oh,
yeah, the whole idea is you wear them without a belt.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
And then they wear them with a belt to stop them from falling down.
Yeah.
With
well,
a stupid little handkerchief at the back there.
Well, someone, Suhaib has emailed in, Ian, the different coloured bandanas hanging out of young people's back pockets represent the gangs to which they belong, i.e. yellow equals yellow gang, red equals red gang, and black bandana equals terrorists. Now, I'm not
what
sure if...
What would you be in, then, if you used to have one in the back of your pocket?
I would be in the blue gang, the light blue gang.
But why turquoise me?
I'd be in the turquoise gang.
Well, why would you be the turquoise, then? Why did you choose the turquoise?
I would choose the turquoise because it's just so beautiful to say, isn't it?
Turquoise. Turquoise. I quite like that now. You've got a new sort of, you know, role on the turquoise. I would never call it turquoise again.
No, okay, from now on, anyone who listens to this show, whenever you have to say turquoise, no. What do they say, Nick?
Turquoise.
Hang on a second. Live five, turquoise or turquoise?
You want a king, eh?
No, I don't. That's useless. Nick, listen, thank you very much for that.
No, thank you.
Good lad. Always nice
to... No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Turquoise. Michelle, turquoise.
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 Turquoise?
Yes, turquoise.
Well, the turquoise isn't a word.
Oh, of course it's a word. Listen, I'm ringing.
You don't really pronounce turquoise as turquoise.
No, but you say turquoise.
No one says turquoise.
Well, I say turquoise.
Well, you're a weird... And it sounds like you're saying it from beyond the grave. What? Pick up your phone, woman.
It is on. No, I'm on hands-free in the car.
Are you driving?
I'm stuck on the M25.
Okay, well, in that case...
Surprise.
Yes.
Those Steve Allen tickets, are they still up for grabs?
Oh, no, I don't know if this person was genuine or not. What, you want to go see Valen, do you?
Yes, I would.
Do you know that, you know there's a downside to going?
Oh, and that, what's that?
Well, James O'Brien is the opening act. You can always turn up an hour late.
Well, he's not too bad.
He's not too bad,
he's
but he's not...
He's not too bad.
He's not brilliant, though.
No, but I love Steve Allen.
Yes, a lot of people do. I don't get it myself.
Well, he tells it how it is.
Yes, yes. I don't know if this person with the tickets is genuine, and so therefore I don't want to start promising things, because I know it's sold out everywhere. It's been remarkably successful.
Oh, absolutely. I tried to get some, and they were sold out.
They will do more dates, I'm sure.
Oh, he said that he won't
Oh, if they wave that...
He's categorically said, and the thing is, the tickets that you're talking about are just around the corner from where I live, so just perfect.
Michelle, believe you me, if they offer Valen dirty money, he'll do another show. Promise you. So, listen, I can't give you those tickets away. It'll be unfair of me to do so, and also I don't condone that sort of behaviour. Barry's in the Watford. Top of the morning to you, Barry.
Yes, nice to speak to you.
No, top of the morning to you, Barry.
Top of the morning to you, Ian. Yes. Now, look, I was wondering, this might not grab you, but do you fancy coming over?
Barry, I've got to go to a break.
If you've just missed that...
Now, Barry.
Yes.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Now, we've only got 25 seconds. Do you think you can squeeze what you're going to say into that time? It's only 20 seconds now. Or would you like to tease us with what you're going to say and then come back after the break?
Well, I'll tease you, if I may.
You have 15 seconds to tease.
Would you like to come over to my house? I can offer flans, sausages on sticks, a lovely summer party. What about that? How does that grab you?
It's not the best offer I've ever had. OK, before we go to Barry in the Watford, let's go to Line 6. Line 6, how are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
What can I do for you?
Is Barry there? Can I have a very quick question?
Yep, Barry. Line 6 wants to ask you a quick question.
Hello, top of the...
Top of the morning to you, Barry. Top of the morning.
Barry, yes. I think your signal's going a bit.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
There we go. Good lad, yep.
Just a quick question for you, Barry.
Yes.
You want a chuggy?
Yes. Please.
You want a chuggy?
It doesn't get any funnier, does it?
You want a chuggy?
Yes, thank you. Has he gone?
Yes, he's gone. It's a bit funnier.
Yeah, it's a bit funny. Good.
I just say in a few minutes we'll do comments and suggestions, but we'll talk to Barry first.
Yes. Ian.
Are you right, Barry? You seem a bit grumpy today.
No, Margaret's niece has come over. Yvonne, Vonnie.
All right, yeah.
And she's a very big fan of your work.
Oh.
Yeah, 11 o'clock show, Distraction, all of them. And she's very, very keen to meet you.
I got Distraction was Jimmy Carr, I think.
It was a similar sort of thing.
Yes.
But yes. I wondered if you'd care to come over. Oh. Mum, I could do a right old nosh up.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, we'll get the pool out, blow it up. And, you know, meet Yvonne.
I'm busy Saturday. Well, no. The thing is, I'm not busy Saturday. Saturday is the first Saturday in ages. I'm not doing anything, and I'm keeping it free.
It's very attractive. She's a divorcee.
Oh.
Just split up with...
Listen, no? I don't think... I'll be honest with you, Barry, I'm not interested.
Well, she's would love to meet you, and it might be a gesture, seeing you didn't turn on the Christmas lights.
Let's not even mention that, because that's not fair. But no, Barry, I think it would be inappropriate for me to start dating the niece of callers' wives.
But she's a very she's very funny. After a few drinks, she burps Flower of Scotland.
Yeah, it doesn't get any funnier, does it? I'm going to say no, Barry. I've got to move on as well, because it's...
Yes.
Comments and suggestions.
Well, that's a bit of a disappointment. A lot of very elderly ladies would be sorry that they're going to miss you now. Okay, Margaret's done a flan and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not really my policy to go around the houses of the callers.
She's very slim.
Okay, Barry, I'm going to have to say goodbye now.
Very slim.
Bye-bye, Barry.
It's a shame. Yes. No, he's not interested, Bonnie. No, forget it. No. It was Jimmy Carr, apparently.
Cheeky son. Right, I need to have my Burley down to approximately a third of its current value, because now it is the LBC 97.3 comments and suggestion box. I believe we've got a top for it.
Comment and suggestion box.
This is your chance to come on the air and speak honestly, open-mindedly about LBC 97.3's output. No bad language. That's not criticism, if you'd use bad language. That's just childish. 0870-9090-973. For the next 10 minutes or so, your calls will go straight to air, and you get to speak honestly, openly about LBC. It can be critical, it can be praising. Just tell us what you think. For example, Line 6, what's your comment or suggestion?
I like Wally Dingo's Monday Night Aussie Rules Roundup on the Clyde Ball answer phone.
Well, there you go. There's a vote for Wally Dingo, which is good. Not heard that bit yet. Line four, what's your comment or suggestion, please?
I suggest that you complete your mission for the day, which you have failed so far to do. And also, I want some car stickers. Where are they? Get them out on the road.
What was my mission? What was my mission? Did I have a mission? Maybe we came up with a mission yesterday. Oh, we did come up with a mission yesterday, didn't we? I can't think what it was, though. If anyone knows what my mission is for today's show... I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. Line four, your comment or suggestion, please.
As we all know, Helen Behind the Glass is the Queen of Hemel Hempstead. I'd like her to fulfil more of her royal duties and more than little else.
I get around, round, round. Down in Tenko Head. I'm making real good bread. Line three, your comment or suggestion, please.
Could we have more congestion charge jingles, please, Ian?
See what we can do. That one on Clive's is a real, about 11 o'clock, I think. Half 10, 11 he's playing it. It's a real corker. Line eight, what's your comment or suggestion, please?
My comment is about Caroline's show on Friday night. I'd like to have her back with the girls all round the table.
Are you sure that's to do with the show?
Yeah. She used to have all the girls around the table on a Friday night, a little girls' night in.
Yes,
and now she just does it on her own. I just think they should put it back with all the girls around the table.
Okay, he's talking about the show. What a show that would be. I'm getting better, better. Line one, what's your comment or suggestion, please?
More flange, more chicken.
Thank you very much. It doesn't get any funny, actually, now I think about it. Line three, your comment or suggestion.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
I want Helen Behind the Glass to be your producer and put Asian Chris on Travel and Wherever, weather. Yeah?
Okay, yeah, good. Odds this praise for Helen Behind the Glass. She's not here this week. She's on holiday. Having a succession of young gentlemen coming in and fiddling with my knobs. I thank you. Line 10, your comment or suggestion, please.
Yeah, I think we should get rid of the news and the travel at around quarter two and quarter past. It's a waste of time.
Do you know, I agree with you. The campaign is still going. Moves are afoot. Let's just say, myself, my agent, are having dinner with Mr. Solder next week. Should be the chance to make some changes. Should be good. Looking forward to that. I think he's paying as well, which is even better. It'd be very nice. Let's try line three, your comment or suggestion, please.
Bring back the Reminiscer.
Oh, yes, Andy Crane has gone now. He's done his last show, which is a shame. Yeah, it's a great shame. He's a nice guy. Line six, your comment or suggestion, please.
Yes. A number of suggestions. Health warnings. Did you know KP Peanuts have a warning on the back saying, contains nuts? Did you also know that, HP Sauce contains celery? Also, 126 grams of tomatoes... 100 grams. How'd that work out?
I remember seeing that stand-up comedy routine in 1987. Which is good news. Line 8, your comment or suggestion, please. Thank you, Little Richard. Line 2, your comment or suggestion, please.
Yeah, I like the adverts and the weather the best. I think that's best. We have more of that, please.
Okay, I'm sure we can sort that out. That'll please the bosses. Line 6, your comment or suggestion, please.
Hello there, Ian.
Hello there.
Wouldn't it be possible to have a webcam on the LBC webpage? So we can watch you as you're actually, you know...
Now there's an idea. I believe that Clive uses a webcam.
It'd be nice to have one on your show as well, because I'll tell you the reason why. Every time I see you,
yes.
Like I saw you on Friday on that show everybody was talking about earlier,
yes.
And you don't look like you, because I have another image of you in my head when I hear you on the wireless.
Yes.
So it would be nice to actually be able to see you and then think, oh, right, okay, that is Ian,
right.
And that's his voice.
Okay, well, what you can do is you can go to the internet, and you could have a look at a picture of me, and that should probably sort it all out for you there. Let's go to line nine. Line nine, your comment or suggestion, please.
Axe the appalling psychic show and let's have Friday night with Charlie Wolf, a mixture of political debate and live Wolf entertainment.
It's certainly an idea. By the way, all of these comments are being recorded... and passed on to the bosses at LBC 97.3. We'll be paying attention. Line 9, your comment or suggestion, please.
Hello. Why would no one dance with you when you was a child?
That was a good question. Good question. Line 1, your comment or suggestion, please.
We need to have more Frank Sidebottom saying thank you.
Thank you! Well, let's just say, if Frank ever returns my call, he could be coming back very, very soon. Although, as I say, he is yet... to return my call. Line 4, your comment or suggestion, please.
I think that you should devote 15 minutes of every week to letting us know what are the best computer games and console games on the market. And I also think you should put...
Yeah, you're on the radio. Carry on.
Oh, sorry, I thought you cut me off.
No, finish your sentence.
And I also think that you should put a picture of yourself as a child on your website to show what a great sport you are.
No. I'm not. Although, Chris, if we did a 15-minute section every week on computer and video games, would we therefore get free computer and video games?
Most probably.
We're doing it next week. Line two, your comment or suggestion, please, while I look for my pen.
She's got a figure like a stick of macaroni.
Wow, who is this sexy woman? Line one, your comment or suggestion, please.
You won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a
your comment or suggestion, please?
There we go. There's a man speaking the lyrics of a Chaz and Dave song whilst his radio was on. Line one, your comment or suggestion, please.
Could we have more of Bob presenting, please? And your mission was to say some words before the end of the show?
No, because I didn't hear what you said. If you're calling in, speak clearly. Line 9, your comment or suggestion, please.
Hello, Ian. I'd like to get rid of the programming on Friday evenings. It's that spiritual programming they have where two people discuss spiritual matters and all kinds of stuff, and then I think they do tarot readings and everything. I can't bear it, and I switch the radio off when that comes on, Ian.
Thanks very much. Horses for courses. Let's try Line 9, your comment or suggestion, please.
Ian, I think Charlie Wolfe should be the new Agony Aunt of LBC.
It's an idea, and let's just say moves are afoot to get Charlie that gig, because we know he'd do it brilliantly. Oh, where do we go to now? Line 5, your comment or suggestion, please.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, okay. Get rid of James O'Brien, he's rubbish.
Okay, lovely. Half-term does have its benefits. Line 6, your comment or suggestion, please.
Yes, I think you should shave Anna Rayburn's face. Thank you.
Okay, I don't think that's going to happen, and it's very rude of you to say so. Line 2, your comment or suggestion.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. Not really quite getting the input I was expecting here. Line 1, your comment or suggestion, please.
Flash puppy! Oh, hey!
I panicked for a second there. And line 3, your comment or suggestion, please.
Have my thinking on doing parking fine specials.
And the comments and suggestions box is closed up and sealed for another week. And we'll be returning to that next Tuesday at 4:30. Tomorrow at 4:30, you can hear the second instalment in our excellent new feature, Meet Ian Lee, me, for 22 minutes and buy him a drink. We recorded it today at our top secret location, and we spoke to and met John from Croydon, who didn't buy me a drink. But you can hear how that went tomorrow. But give us a call now, 0870-9090-973. Gary's in the Loughton. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
The correct response is, and the rest of the day to yourself, from top of the morning.
How do you know that?
Because I'm from an Irish background.
Okay. Someone's reminded me of the mission I was set, and Joe the pie boy...
Yeah, yeah, words.
He sent me some words.
I had some words. I can't remember what they were.
No, nor can I.
Oh, dear.
Was one of them rambunctious?
One of them was something to do with a hut. I'm sure it was a hut or a garage or something.
Garage hutch?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, I failed that mission, didn't I?
I'll just say anything.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm doing, yeah.
I've got a little quest for you.
Oh, right, I've got a quest? Right.
Well, it's a... You need a pen pen and paper.
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, dear. Now, I'll give you a sentence.
Jonathan, have you got pen and paper?
I have. I was just thinking, I'm looking for it now. I can't find the pen, actually.
We'll give you a minute. Gary, we can give him a minute, can we?
I've got pen and paper, yeah?
Okay, Gary, away you go. We're ready.
Right. The boy.
A boy.
Have I got to write this down?
Yeah. Boy.
The boy.
Boy. Yeah.
Boy. The boy.
Boy. I got a boy.
Shut up.
Who's that on the other line?
It's Jonathan. He's an idiot.
No, he said boy. Somebody used to want me to write this down, I thought.
Yeah, what were you... Start again, Gary. What,
right,
we're writing...
Start again.
We're writing this down.
Boy, so far.
Right, this sentence that I say, you can't write it down.
Don't write it down.
I can't write it down.
Do you want me to write it down or not?
Do you want me to write it down or not?
Write it down, but you won't be able to write it down.
I bet I can.
Oh, sure. I bet you can't.
Okay, well, go on then, so start again.
Right, I'll give you the spellings as well, right? We'll start again. The boy, B-O-Y.
Oh, no.
All right.
Swam to the boy, B-O-U-Y.
Swam to the That's, okay, yeah, boy, yeah.
B-O-U-Y, yeah?
Yeah.
And both boys stank.
And both boys... Oh, yeah, but you can't do that, because it doesn't work.
That's right. That's what I said. There's a sentence that you can say, but you can't write down. I was just wondering if there's any other sentences...
That you can say, but you can't write down.
Yeah, yeah.
The boy swam to the boy, and both boys...
Sank.
Yeah.
Spanking boys.
So, were you, Jonathan? Steady on, it's half term. And both of them sank.
No. That's not what I said. Both boys sank.
Both boys sank. That's, well, they, yeah, but, yeah, okay. Okay. All right, Gary, here's one. How can you make a sentence with the word and in it five times next to each other? So that it makes sense. So you're saying and in the middle of a sentence.
No.
I stole this one from Danny Baker, let's be honest. No,
I'm messing around. You stole it from Danny Baker. Can I just ask you, what's
Hang on. Rise to the challenge.
Well, you put me on the spot, really.
And in a sentence so that it makes perfect grammatical sense. Jonathan, can you do it?
All he does is laugh.
What's he been smoking today?
No, I'm driving.
Silk cuts.
There's a serious accident here, Ian. You ought to tell the traveller, it's on the M4.
I've got, go on, where is it? Go on.
It's on the M4. I've just gone past West, and the fire engine and an ambulance have just gone by me. And it must be before the 355, the Farnham Road junction on the Slough. It looks really serious.
Farnham Road? I used to work on the Farnham Road. My first ever job.
I used to live on the Farnham Road, yeah.
My first ever job was at B-Jams on Farnburn Avenue.
You're joking. Did you honestly come from the Britwell? Because I used to live on the Farnham Road opposite, above a chemist.
I lived at Monkshill Way on the Britwell Estate until I was 11, then I moved to Farnham Common. And my first job when I was 15, so that would have been about 1988 to about 1991, was in B-Jams.
I must have seen you in B-Jams. Wow. I bet you, me and my partner saw you in B-Jams.
Well, thank God, I was unrecognisable then.
Yeah, exactly. We might come over.
It's still Gary's go, by the way, Jonathan.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, go on, I might have it, I'm not sure.
And, go on.
Right, a word in between each end.
No, there's no word in between each end. It's just, you have to say, in the middle of a sentence, you say five consecutive ands and it makes perfect sense.
No, not unless you're stuttering, no.
No, there's no stutter. It's a legitimate, thing.
What do you have to do with the and?
Oh, geez. You have to make a sentence, Jonathan.
With and?
Five times in a row, with no words in between. So, somewhere in the sentence you hear and. And they're not names.
So run that by me again.
No, I won't.
It's done something, definitely.
I will not run that past you again, Jonathan, no.
No, I don't understand, sorry.
Give that one to Marinda, whatever her name is.
If Marinda calls in, Veranda, I think her name is,
That will confuse the life out of her.
That will blow her mind up. Live on the wireless. She's not called in, I don't know what's going on. I've been getting emails...
Yeah.
Do you remember Yasser?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been emailing me. He sent me an email the other day, and I've not heard from him for 3 months, right? So I emailed back saying, where have you been for the last 3 months? He said, I've been writing an email to your boss to complain about you and it's going to get you the sack. So I wrote back saying, it's taken you 3 months to write an email? And he said, yeah, it's a very good one. So he's going to get me in the sack, apparently, because I lied about the clocks going backwards and forwards. And I've tried to tempt... Because I've not spoken to him for a long time. I'd like to know how he's getting on. He's a good lad. And so I wrote back saying, come on the air, and we can talk about it. And he's written back saying, no, I will not, because you will not let me have... You will not let me have the time. So I've promised Yasser, if he calls up, he can have 15 minutes... this is unprecedented. 15 minutes of uninterrupted airtime where I will let him say what he has to say.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So, Gary, you can't... You had another point, did you, Gary?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to know what... Marinda keeps finding out what her problem is.
I don't know.
I mean, she says all kinds of wrong, really, doesn't she? I mean, it's not very healthy for her. How old is she? 18?
She's 18.
First there is a mountain, then there's no mountain, then there is... I'm a bit sad. I'm a freak. I apologise for being realistic to Welsh
She's
people.
She's not healthy.
Remember, Verinda, just say no.
Yes. Well, and you want to know if anybody else has got any other sentences that you can't write down?
I've got a question.
No, not you, Jonathan, Gary.
I'm sorry.
This is Gary's point.
Hello, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I've got to go for a break. Gary, thank you for that. Good lad. Jonathan, we'll see you after this.
Check me out.
So, finally, Jonathan, we get to speak.
Hi, and it's so nice to talk to you again. I've been away for the weekend.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, and I say turquoise without a shadow of doubt. I love kingfishers, and they're turquoise.
They're turquoise.
Beautiful.
It's a good word, turquoise.
This does look very serious, Ian. I'm about 20 cars behind, and the whole motorway is closed off, the M4.
Blimey, okay.
And so they'll get that on the travel here, won't they?
Eventually, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually. Hang on, let me buzz it through to Alan. Hang on.
All right, that's fine.
Alan, there's problems with the travel, Alan. There we go, I've just sent it through.
Yeah,
it
nice one, thanks. You were talking about jeans originally, and I got a bit put off by that very nice call with Gary.
Yes.
That was very interesting, wasn't it?
The boy swam to the boy, and both boys sank.
Yeah, I don't get that one, because it's funny, I've been away on a canal barge holiday the weekend.
Oh, blimey, you don't talk about sinking, do you? So hang on, the boy drowns in that story, then.
Oh, well, no, that's sad, but this happened, this is a real story.
Right.
A friend of mine fell in, about eight of us went up on the barge to see some friends in Stratford.
Yes.
And he fell off the barge on Monday, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said...
Please don't let this story end with, and we never found him again.
No, I said, should I throw you a buoy? And he said, I ain't got time to be funny. So I threw the rope to him, and the rope went under the propeller. I got him out, no, he's fine. But it snagged in the propeller and we broke down, and I wanted to get back in time to talk to you last night, but I didn't. So.
Oh dear. Well, at least the friend didn't die.
No,
which is
perhaps
slightly more significant.
Yeah, exactly. So jeans, I think you should wash them every day, Ian, definitely.
Oh no. Well, hang on a minute. Yeah. Chris, it's only Jonathan in the Hammersmith that agrees with your weird fetish for cleaning jeans. Of course you shouldn't clean jeans.
Yeah.
Jeans are a working man's trouser.
Yeah, well, I'm a working person. But what you do is put the jeans into, and when you dry them, put that lovely little thingy in that makes them smell sweet, you know,
what?
The next day. I don't want to go to do my deliveries to big warehouses smelling unclean, do I?
What, you mean when you put them in the tumble dryer?
Yeah, I put one of those little flounces, something, the flounce. It makes it smell.
Oh, flounce, like yeah, bounce.
Oh, but that's the one.
Yeah, flounce is a better name for it, though, it has to be said.
It does, hasn't it? It sounds a bit flarrier, doesn't it? Like turquoise, flounce.
Flounce and turquoise. I think they were bands in the 70s, weren't they?
What, turquoise?
And flounce.
Oh, flounce, yeah, flounce your jeans. That sounds much nicer. Oh, have you flounced today?
Yes.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Well, have you flossed? No, yes. I flounced, though.
I flounced. No, you're wrong. Jeans are made to last, and that you could go 3 months without cleaning your jeans if you had to.
No.
Yeah, of course you could.
No, I couldn't.
Well, what do you do?
You could. I wash every day.
Oh.
You've got to, haven't you? Because if you're doing a heavy job, like I do...
Yes.
Yeah, very, very heavy sometimes.
Well, what job are you doing?
Nothing at the moment. I'm sitting stationary in my van on the M4. I deliver big, heavy stuff for a vinyl company.
Oh, PVC?
Yeah. I'm just trying to make myself sound butch on the radio, aren't I, really?
Yeah. So you're delivering PVC fetish wear?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it. Yeah, with chains on it. You know the stuff with chains?
No, I don't. No, never seen it.
Yeah, well, it's like there's a top that's got a chain going from the right arm.
Jonathan, I'm going to cut you off now because it is half term. But thank you for that. Oh, David!
Hello?
We'll do you after the news, sir. Thank you!
Okay.
There we go. Also, if you consider doing an LBC presenter face-off again, I'm not going to do sport boxing with, there we go. Okay, so, the show starts. We're back on the radio again, aren't we? 08709090973. Let's quickly run through, what we've mentioned so far, because I notice I only have three callers lined up. And one of those is a mental person. We're talking about the black pipes at the bottom of trees. Go and have a look in your street. You'll see them, I almost guarantee it. Subsidence. How long can you, go without washing a pair of jeans? I've done 2 weeks before. But I can comfortably, go 5 days, without washing, my jeans. And there was other stuff as well, bandanas, and other stuff, and. 08709090973. But David has been waiting for 17 minutes. David.
I'll stay top of the morning to you to get that over with. And may I pull you up before getting on to another topic?
Please do pull me up. I haven't had that done for a long time.
You were speaking about a country singer that had been with a load of women.
Country singer that had been with a load of women, yes. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
You mentioned one or two women and Sasha Distel. Sasha Distel happens to be a man.
Oh, really? What? Really?
Yep, my wife. She used to be mad over him.
Oh, but what did? Oh, he sang "Thank Heavens for Little Girls." That's a weird song, isn't it? Thank Heavens for Little Girls.
That was a. He sung it, but it was someone else's song. Who even I've forgotten who made it famous.
And what else did he? Sasha Distel had another big song, didn't he?
I wasn't particularly struck on him.
No,
wife was.
No. Oh. Well, in that case, neither was Glen Campbell, and I apologise if anybody believed that Glen Campbell and Sasha Distel had been romantically linked. My fault, they hadn't. Thank you for that, David.
And another word, the subsidence, the word is...
Subsidence.
Subside. The verb is to subside.
Yes.
It has also got another meaning as well. It means to fade away.
Oh.
A storm subsides, it fades away.
Of course it does, yeah, good work. So I guess it means subsidence, in both contexts, means collapsing.
Collapsing, fading away.
Fading away, yeah.
And it can be connected to the word abate, which means the storm abates, the storm subsides, the storm goes away.
Do you have a bandana in your back pocket?
No, I'm only wearing a pair of shorts, and that back pocket's too small.
Ooh. Okay, I just thought I'd float that one by you. We've not had many takers on that one, so I thought I'd...
It's a lovely show you've got, though. I enjoy it.
Hey, thank you, David. I must admit, I've been hit by a slight wave of exhaustion, but we're in the home straight now, so this bit's always a little bit easier.
Right, take plenty of liquid on board, that helps.
I've got some Sainsbury's own Caledonian Still natural mineral water here. Let's have a little bit of this. Ah, that's better.
I drink about 4 or 5 litres of... liquid a day, and it keeps me going.
Blood, you don't drink that much.
Oh, I do.
That's bad for you.
Water's best for you.
Water is best for you?
Yeah. Before I get you on caffeine as well.
Yes.
Earlier, that is bad for you.
Very bad for you. Well, that's why I stopped before, and it was very good for me. But now I've stopped again. This is the second go at stopping. It's day two. My head is killing me. I'm feeling grumpy, and I'm feeling depressed. But apart from that, it's worth it.
You can get fizzy drinks without caffeine now.
Oh yeah, well, like what?
I won't put any brand names.
No, give me a brand name. I want to buy this stuff.
One of the cola companies used to have it.
Pepsi.
I can't remember which one now, but it
Panda?
Was without caffeine. I can't remember which one it is.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
But I saw it in our local store.
Coca-Cola, caffeine free.
Maybe it was that one.
Yeah, I remember it now. I didn't realise that's what it meant. Okay.
And when I do have a drink, I have decaffeinated coffee, because it... Caffeine...
Still got caffeine in it.
Is not decaffeinated.
Still got caffeine in it.
No, it hasn't. It says no caffeine.
Still got caffeine in it.
You can't have it if it says decaffeine. It's misrepresentation otherwise.
No, it's not. Decaffeinated still contains traces of caffeine.
A trace is nothing to the large amounts that are in it. There's other copy of people that say semi-caffeine and decaffeinated as well.
Right.
Have you ever tried decaffeinated tea?
Yeah, it's all right. Still got caffeine in it, though. Honestly.
I tasted it once, and I wouldn't like to say over the air what I thought about it.
It tastes like crap, did it?
Just a bit worse.
Yes. The thing is, decaffeinated tea, it's all right. It's not as good as, you know, PG Tips, which is the best tea in the world. But a decaffeinated tea and coffee still has caffeine in it, as has... last time I gave up tea and coffee and caffeine, someone said, oh, drink green tea. I thought, I'll have a bit of green tea. It's not very nice, but that's got caffeine in it.
But only a trace of something won't do you any harm.
If I'm giving up caffeine, I don't want any caffeine.
A trace is virtually... Nothing.
That's like saying, though, that's like saying, oh, yeah, it's only a trace of cocaine, you know, it's only a trace of heroin, you'll be fine. I don't want any heroin, I don't want any caffeine.
But,
do you take my point?
I understand what you're saying, but yes. There's got to be a trace of this and trace of that and other stuff in everything.
No.
Completely get rid of it.
No. Water hasn't got caffeine in it.
That's natural. Coffee's grown and it comes...
Chamomile tea hasn't got caffeine in it.
I haven't tried any of it.
It's not very. It's not very nice, but it hasn't got caffeine in it. I promise you.
Oh, right. Oh. Anyway, thanks again for a very good show,
and thank you, David, for a very good phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Top of the morning to you, Rebecca.
Hello, Ian. Hi.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you too.
through gritted teeth. He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, I hope he called more.
Yeah, so do I. He was very nice. He was right about Sasha Distel. What was I thinking?
I do not know.
Never mind.
Made me laugh. Anyway, I've got an answer to your and thing.
Oh, a creator sentence. This is an old one. I did see it from Danny Baker. He did it about 15 years ago. Oh, hang on a minute. Here comes Chris with Twix and a chunky Kit Kat and 10 pence. Lovely. Thank you. Create a sentence with the word and appearing consecutively 5 times, and it has to be grammatically correct, and can't be a name.
Okay. It's like an old kind of riddle thing, isn't it? And it's you can swap the basic names around, but one of the variations I know of is where a pub signwriter was repainting the sign at the local Rose and Crown.
Oh, this is good. You've got it. This is good. Go on.
But forgot to leave a space between Rose and Crown.
There we go. Spot on. You see, you've done it.
Yeah, my brother told me that years ago, and I've really, quite sadly, always remembered.
Well, I remember. I remember it slightly different. The sign writer finishes it, and he goes to the landlord and says to the landlord, "What do you think of the sign?" He goes, "Well, yeah, it's all right, but the gap between Rose and Crown could be a little bit bigger."
Yeah, see, but yours is more elaborate than mine.
Well, exactly. I'm poncing it up a little bit, I think.
You're
is the phrase. Well, yes. Well done, Rebecca. Unfortunately, we have no prizes.
That's fine, don't worry.
But it's the satisfaction of knowing you're the best.
And of having spoken to you.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you. Thank you.
Okay, I'll say goodbye now.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Top of the morning to you, Alison.
And the rest of the day to yourself, Ian.
Oh, well done, you. You remembered the comeback.
I did.
Now, Alison,
I had an answer for your and as well.
Was it the same as that?
No.
Oh.
Well, it was the same, but exactly the same principle.
Okay.
But well, I hadn't heard that about the pub sign.
Oh, well, Chris is rude for not putting you through sooner.
He is.
Yeah. Anything else, or have we finished
it? You want to know what it was?
Oh, yeah, go on then.
The word is and can be used to link 4 nouns together.
Hang on, that doesn't make sense. What?
Yes, it does.
Say again.
The word is and.
The word is and.
And can be used to link 4 nouns together.
Oh, I like that. No, it does make sense. It's just a little bit more intellectual than the one I had.
Exactly.
Alison.
It's correct.
I've got to make a move. Thank you for that. Tessa's in the Stroud Green. Hello, Tessa.
Hello. All right.
Hello. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got, Dad, turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off.
It's a bit delay thing. It's a bit confusing, isn't it?
7-second delay. It's to stop people doing swears.
Okay. I've got a had one equivalent to the and one, and I think I've got 11 hads.
11 hads in a row?
Yeah.
Wow, come on then. Let's have this. This'll be good.
It's kind of to do with pronunciation and punctuation.
Well, pronunciation. There's no O but next
right.
to the U.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in the exam papers,
yes.
Miss, where Jones had had, full stop. Had the examiner's approval.
Well, it doesn't make sense, though.
It does.
So give me the first bit again.
Right, in the exam paper, so it's about examiners discussing exam papers.
In the exam paper?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In the exam paper, Smith, Dad, turn the bloody radio on.
Turn the bloody radio on, it's 22 hads.
Right. In the exam paper? Smith, so we're talking about Smith.
Smith?
Where Jones had...
Hey, whoa, stop you there. In the exam papers, Smith, where Jones?
Smith, the person.
Yeah, well, who's Jones?
The other person. We're talking about two people here.
Okay, so in the exam...
In the exam papers,
yeah.
Smith, where Jones had...
What's had?
Had written down had in an exam paper.
Right, but that doesn't make sense. But in the...
No, it does.
Smith, where Jones had...
Yes.
In the exam papers, you've not... No, it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
My dad told it me, and it didn't make sense to me, but it really does.
No, my dad told me he used to work for the SAS. Turns out it was a lie. Right. You've not mentioned that they're writing anything down.
Right. It's an examiner's discussion about papers.
Verinder, are you getting this?
No.
Okay. right, carry on. So it's two examiners talking about...
No, it's one examiner.
Talking to who?
Talking about two candidates.
To who?
Whoever. It doesn't matter.
Who's...
That doesn't ruin the logic of the statement.
So it's an examiner talking to Verinder about Smith and Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And the examiner says...
Right.
Who are Smith and Jones?
Oh, God. No.
Who are Smith and Jones?
It actually does work.
Okay, go on.
Right. So, in the exam papers, Smith, where Jones had had full stop.
So you're, so at some point Jones has written had.
Yes.
But Smith had only put had.
Yes.
Okay, right, yeah, carry on.
Full stop.
Full stop, next sentence.
Had the examiner's approval.
So it was correct to put had, it was incorrect to put had.
Yes.
Why would he only put one had?
It works. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I get it. Brenda?
Yeah, I don't think it works.
I get it now.
It does work. My dad said, actually, that last and one didn't work.
Well, your dad was... is your dad still with us?
Yeah, he is.
Well, then your dad's an idiot.
No, he's not.
Of course the last and one worked.
No. And didn't work. The one you said I didn't hear, my dad had already told me the answer, but the one that was on the radio just then didn't work.
Turn that radio off!
Turn the radio off, Dad. Dad, off! Anyway.
Verinda, do you want to question Tessa?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Tessa.
Thank you. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, it was confusing speaking to you, but it was fun. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God! What's that?
What was that?
That was her putting the phone down.
All right. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what do you want to ask me?
Now, I'm asking you nicely, can you get rid of my clips?
I would like to go.
Hang on, Alan, steady on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I apologise for being racialistic to Welsh people. I'm a bit sad. I'm a freak. I'm not gay. First there is a mountain, then there's no mountain, then there is. So Alan's like a supernatural belonging to me. Supernatural perhaps. Belonging perhaps not.
No.
Well, this is a bit too much, don't you think? A burglar has come into the house and is starting to beat me up.
Okay. No, they're not too much. They're good. The thing is, we got rid of all of the clips the other week, and I'm now building up a new collection of clips, and you are at the forefront of this new collection. You're the spearhead.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right, another thing, can I be...
Well done for putting up a good fight there, Verinda.
Well, I can't do nothing. I haven't got no power. I can't change anything. It's only you that can change something, because you're on the radio. Isn't it? Unless I'll come round there and beat you up.
Can I... Right, Chris, may I have in it and come round there and beat you up, please, as clips. Thank you. That's two more. Thank you, Verinda.
All right. And can I ask another question?
You want to meet me for 22 minutes and buy me a drink?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Why not?
The fella today, John, we record it today, we'll play it tomorrow. Oh, by the way, you should listen, Verinda, he mentioned you.
Okay.
But he didn't buy me a drink.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did you buy him a drink then?
No, he had a drink and he didn't offer to get me one. And the rules, we have to make that clearer. The rules clearly state, and they'll state it even clearer, you have to buy me a drink. You haven't got any money, have you?
Me? Yeah, I've got plenty. I've got about £2. Is that enough?
Not for where we're going, no.
What, are you going to some posh to the pub or something?
That's right, yeah, it's a top secret location.
It's a posh one?
Yeah, very posh. I don't think they let young girls in.
I'm a boy, by the way.
Excuse me, I do apologise.
Yeah, and can I ask another question?
I suppose so, why not?
On Friday, you said that you want to change the correspondence.
Yeah.
Can I be a correspondent?
If you call in on Friday, we'll see what we can do.
All right.
But you have to come up with a good correspondent thing.
Well, can I be a football correspondent?
Well, no, because football's boring.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
Because the majority of the world likes football.
No, the majority of the world...
Over 50%.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't. What, where did you get that nonsense fact from? That over 50% of the world like football?
Because the World Cup is the biggest sporting thing in the whole world.
So hang on, let's get straight. So from the fact that the World Cup is, in your eyes, the biggest sporting thing in the world, that means over 50% of the people like the World Cup?
Yeah, it's bigger than the Olympics.
How many people watch the World Cup final?
Something like... I think a billion.
Well, okay, it was 2 billion, but, yeah. Okay, so 2 billion. How many people are in the world?
Six billion.
Okay, now, what's half of 6 billion?
3 billion.
Right. And what's less than 3 billion?
2 billion.
Okay, thank you, Verinda.
But the thing is, yeah, the rest probably are quite poor and everything. They all come from different third world countries. They can't afford to watch TV. So that's the point, isn't it? They don't have TV to watch football. So, you know, they can't watch it, so... Hello? You still there? You're a bottler then, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, is that Verinda?
Yeah.
Hi. Is Ian there, please?
Ian? No, Ian.
Can I just have a quick question to Ian, please?
He's not here.
All right. Ian's listening, actually.
Can you ask me the question, then?
Well, I'm not having a go at you. I think you're a good fella.
Yeah.
I can't understand why you gain so much audience, you know, on air. I'm sure there are lots of quality callers waiting to get through. And, you know, you seem to be constantly on air. That's what I was going to ask Ian.
If you've just missed that bit of... Alan, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
My wife washes my clothes inside out.
Yeah.
Is that... normal?
Yes, it stops the colour running.
She does everything. Her clothes, my clothes, everybody's clothes.
I do it with jeans and with things similar to that. I don't do it with everything else, though. That's just nonsense.
That's what I said to her.
No, she's a lunatic. You do it with things, jeans and stuff like that, but everything else, no. You wash it the normal way around.
It's everything, mate. Trousers, everything.
Alan, I don't want to be rude, but may I suggest that you get rid of her and get a slightly more sensible model. Thank you for that. Sorry to keep it brief, but we have to go to the news. 0870 9090 973. Speak to you after this. Thank you. Yes, and yes, it continues. It's the last hour of the show. I don't need... If I need to recap now, well, do you know what I mean? It's kind of tough. Ben's in the Leatherhead.
How are you, mate? How are you?
I'm all right, yes.
Oh, top of the morning, actually.
Thank you. Yes, top of the morning to you, Ben.
Yeah. You know, I rang up the other day about this jellyfish thing, right?
Oh, about you shouldn't wee on a jellyfish thing, it's the worst thing you can do.
Well, I've found something else just as fascinating, which is, again, is demolishing my hold on reality in this world, right?
Oh, yeah.
If I said to you, where do you get most of your energy from, where would you say?
From my, solar plexus.
From food, wouldn't you?
From food, yeah. Food is the fuel of my life.
It's not.
The sun.
80 to 90% of your energy is derived from the oxygen you're breathing, and I heard this on a reputable program.
What? Radio 4 was it?
No, Brainiac Science Abuse. That's a great program, isn't it?
I've never seen it, it's quite often on in the background of places that I'm in, and I see them blowing up cars,
blowing up beer in the pub, and that kind of stuff. Absolutely brilliant.
Was that the show where they electrocuted Neil Hamilton?
No, I don't know if he was, but it's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw a show the other day. We did it on Soup, and they electrocuted Neil Hamilton. And next week, they were going to electrocute Debbie McGee.
No, they do all these weird experiments, like blowing up people's beer in pubs and stuff like that.
Yes.
And they're saying, because they're trying to prove that if you breathe more oxygen, you're more intelligent than other people.
Right.
And they're actually proving that if you breathe oxygen, you have more energy than somewhere else. And they said you get 80-90% of your energy from oxygen. Now, you've got your intelligent listeners out there who can maybe put this all right to right.
Well, I'm sure that Richard Hammond wouldn't lie to you.
No, he wouldn't, would he?
Did you know, Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, and it happened, it wasn't faked, it happened.
I totally agree with you.
He believes, this is fact, he believes that every person has a certain amount of heartbeats, and when they've achieved their limit of heartbeats, they die. No, they don't. It's nonsense. But this is what...
That's nonsense, isn't it? I mean, an incredible man to come out with stuff like that.
This is what Neil Armstrong believes. And so he, therefore, refuses to exert himself anymore, which is good, because I'm sure he's an old man now.
Yeah.
But for the majority of his life, he's refused to exert himself because he doesn't want to increase his heart rate. So if your heartbeat's quicker, then you're going to use up your number of heartbeats faster than if you've got a slow heartbeat.
Yeah, because you think if when you're sitting in the Saturn V rocket, that big thing underneath him... exploding, saying take off to the earth. His heart must have gone 19 to the dozen.
Well, exactly. That may have, you know, should have knocked a few years off.
That may have scared him. Might have scared the bejesus out of him.
Are you saying that Neil Armstrong is a bottler?
No, he's not. He walked on the moon. Would you have the bottle to do the walk on the moon?
What?
Would you have the bottle to walk on the
moon? No, I would not. I would not have the bottle
to
go
on there. He's a brave
man, isn't he? He is a brave man, actually. Well, we should,
not a bottler, so I'll let him off for the heartbeat thing.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you heard this. David Hasselhoff was supposed to be doing a pantomime.
Right.
David Hasselhoff was doing a pantomime in Croydon, I think it was. John, yes. It was in Croydon, I think.
Was he?
Right.
David Hasselhoff, yes. Supposed to be doing a pantomime, I think in Croydon. He's pulled out for whatever reason. Guess who is rumoured to be replacing him. Ben, have a go.
I haven't got you.
No. Who is cooler, there's a clue for you, than David Hasselhoff?
I haven't got a clue. He's cool. I don't even think David Hasselhoff. Me. I'm not in it, though.
God, I can hear Ben having a breakdown. John, who is cooler than David Hasselhoff?
The president of Iceland.
No. Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Fonzarelli.
Fonzie's going to be in pantomime.
Oh.
No.
Come on, man, seriously, I'm going down there. Hands up, who's going to come and see Fonzie in pantomime?
I will come and see Fonzie. Will you be wearing his leather jacket?
He better be. He better be doing it as Fonzie.
Has to be. Oh, the only part he could ever play.
It'll be the coolest. Although he's very good in an American sitcom called Arrested Development.
I saw that the other day for the first time. I still can't get Fonzie out of my head.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, they occasionally drop in little Fonzie references.
Yeah.
And stuff. And also, he's very good. There's a live video of Neil Diamond live in 1978, Love at the Greek, and he's singing Song Sung Blue, and he says, "Is Henry Winkler in the audience? I want the fans to sing this song." And then Henry Winkler gets up, like, looking like a normal bloke, and he does the song as Fonzie. Anyway, I went on a bit too long with that story. So, Ben, listen, I will see you in Croydon.
Okay, mate.
Thank you for that.
And I'll see you there. Bye.
Bye-bye. Lovely. John.
Hello.
Yes.
A couple of points. Number one, there aren't any calories in oxygen.
Excellent.
Number two, nobody ever told me that I was supposed to buy you a drink.
Well, now, this is the thing that today... That,
in it.
Yeah, that you were very good. Meet me for 22 minutes and buy me a drink. First of all, I said it about 4 times during the meeting.
Did you?
And it's also up on the website.
Well, I haven't looked at the website in relation to any meeting.
Of course, you filled in, I met John today for 22 minutes, but you were filling in for William from Sutton, who bottled it.
Yes, he's a milkman.
Yes. Well, he should have, he stitched you up, he should have told you that you have to buy me a drink.
Well, I didn't really have a chance anyway, because you just suddenly appeared with a microphone, and you dragged me outside into the sunshine.
Yes.
So I didn't really have a chance to buy a drink at the bar on the way past.
Well, you could have said, come with me to the bar, and I would have done.
Oh, well, I would have done if I'd known that I was supposed to buy...
You know, in the finished, edited package that we put together, that's going to reflect badly on you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. But it was nice to meet you, though.
By the way, my dictionary says that the pronunciation is subsidence.
Thank you. There we go. I like you even more.
And you too. Is it time for the, thingy?
Yes, I wonder when you were going to point that out!
It's time for the Daily 538 Daily Correspondent Update. Brought to you every day. Daily.
Buongiorno, this is Signorina Katia back from the Milan with the B-Horror Movie Correspondent Update. And did you know that the whole of Italy is protected by chainmail-wearing, dragon-slaying, epic metal band Rhapsody, who in 2003 invited Christopher Lee to be a narrator on one of their songs, The Magic of the Wizard's Dream? But when they realized that Mr. Lee possesses a bellissima opera voice, a new version of the track was recorded, with Signore Lee performing a duet with Fabio Leone, Rhapsody's singer. Now let's have a brief listen to Mr. Lee's sweet voice.
Bring this music down, let's hear this. It's Christopher Lee. Oh, blimey, caught me short, there we go. Lovely. Only one correspondent. That's not good. That won't reflect well. Sorry, I've eaten too much chocolate too quickly. I've got indigestion now. That won't reflect well on Friday when we update the correspondent list. Bob is in the Thamesmead.
Oh, hello. This heartbeat thingy, and I mean, what a load of nonsense, you know.
Yeah.
It's like saying your life's dictated by the number of steps you take, so if you take less steps, you'll die slower, you know, or the number of breaths you take. So, and everyone knows Armstrong ain't been anywhere near the moon, you know. Oh, no nearer than Hollywood, basically.
Bob, don't start this nonsense again.
I've
of course,
seen the movie.
Capricorn 1.
I've seen the... No. I've seen the documentary and all that. And whilst there's compelling arguments on both sides...
We did this. They landed, yeah. Bob. They landed on the moon.
Well, look, mate, with today's technology...
Yes, mate.
With today's technology, why isn't it possible to just beam a big telescope up there and, you know, show us all the crap they left behind?
Because
they told us they left a load of crap.
Because, Bob, they haven't invented teleporters yet.
They got the Hubble No, I didn't mean beam it up. You know what I mean? Shoot a beam of telescope ray... Hubble at the moon and beam back pictures to show us.
I don't think telescopes.
The Yanks left behind.
I don't think telescopes work on ray technology. I believe it's all refraction
and
reflection.
The Hubble telescopes up there. We could see Armstrong's droppings if we wanted to. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think we could.
Well, I think we could.
Well, obviously we can't, because they would have shown it to us.
Well, the Hubble telescope's meant to be able to see the beginning of time, for God's sake.
Yeah, but it's a long, long way away, and it's very tiny.
Well, it's very tiny. The Hubble telescope.
The beginning of time.
Well, yeah, so they say, but that has to be nonsense. If the beginning of time happened everything came here, then it's here already. And, you know, what are you looking at? You're looking at something else.
Yes, but they landed on the moon. Anyway, what's your point?
Well, that's it. The heartbeat thing's nonsense. Neil Armstrong thinks. We're not interested what Neil Armstrong thinks.
Okay.
Planet Earth isn't anyway. Let him go back up to the moon and tell the Moonies. Tell the Moonies that one.
Bob, thank you very much for your nonsense there. Barry's in the Croydon.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Barry.
Hiya. Who's that guy you was taking the mick out of earlier? Because he was saying about the World Cup, 2 billion people watched it, and you said that was... wasn't half the population in the world.
That was Verinder, yeah.
Yeah. The viewing figures for coming up with this 2 billion people that watched it, how do you think they get to that figure? My assumption of that is that they work on how many TVs are receiving the signal. Is that correct, do you think, or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh, right. Okay, so how do they count how many people are actually...
I know in this country, I don't know how they do it around the world, but in this country,
I'm an intelligent guy, and you can tell me, can't you?
I can tell you, because I know. There are about... it's between sort of 5,000 and 10,000 houses. About, let's say, 7,000 houses in the country have got little boxes affixed to their television, and it logs what programmes you watch, when you watch them, and how long you watch them for.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they work out... the average number of people in a household, they multiply that by that, multiply that by however many people are in the country. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, but what about when you go to these cities that have
cities.
Got these big screens up, and you've got tens of thousands of people in front of these screens watching? That's more than an average household, isn't it?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Don't you think that his figure of 2 billion, when he said 2 billion, that was the viewing figure, because he probably was near enough... true to the fact that half the population of the world was watching it.
No, he said 1 billion, I said 2 billion.
Yeah, we said 1 billion, I didn't come in on that.
And half, there are about, 6.5 billion people in the world, closer to 7 nowadays.
Yeah.
And the odds of them, yes, it's an estimate, it's like guesswork, the odds of them being 1 billion people out is quite slim.
I suppose so. Thank you. It could be. But it wasn't as Mickey taken as what you did with Paul Verinder.
Oh, Verinder's an idiot.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, don't worry, Barry. He's the resident idiot. He deserves what he gets.
Does he? Oh, good.
But well done for you for phoning in and defending.
Yeah, next time you do take the mick out of him, I should ring up and congratulate you.
Nice one. Thank you very much for that, Barry. Won him round. He was a nice chap, wasn't he? 0870-9090-973. Oh, it's too hot. The top of the morning to you, Ralph.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing, Bobby?
Very well, thank you very much.
Ian?
Yes, sir?
I want to talk about the moon landing.
Go on.
It bugs me off, you know, when you get people that come on and say it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, there's an LBC colleague of yours, Peter Deely, comes on some nights. He thinks that it's a conspiracy, but, Ian, there were so many people involved for it to be so, you know?
Yeah. Well, it obviously happened, and you can understand... Yes, there are reasons why the US government might have faked something because of the, you know, the Russians and stuff like that, but they didn't. They landed on the moon, believe it.
Yeah, these were brave men. They were pioneers of their time.
Yep.
Ian, can I say, 1969, I was living in California. I was 21 years old, mate.
Wow.
And to watch this on the telly, I watched a programme last night. They were talking about, you know, they had a fifth, they really knew, they're getting this, the Eagle moon landing craft back to dock with the mother spaceship. They had a 50-50 chance, Ian.
Yeah.
And they took that chance, and these guys were brave men, and it really hurt.
Was it Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin? Didn't they deck someone recently? Wasn't this about a couple of years ago? One of them was getting having the Mickey taken out of him by someone saying, "No, you didn't land, it was all faked." And he turned around and smacked him in the face.
I've got a feeling you're right, Ian. I remember reading about that,
I think it was Neil Armstrong, to be honest.
But I'll tell you, no, it just upsets me, Ian, you know? But never mind, that's my feeling on it, buddy.
No, well, Ralph, listen, thank you for that. I'm glad that you're on board there. It's a silly thing to think it wouldn't have happened. It did happen, you know. Anyway. Ishmael.
Hi, Ian.
I've got really bad indigestion.
I'm just ringing about the lady that rang up earlier and was discussing the had-had sentence.
Yes.
Was you deliberately being silly that you didn't understand it, or...?
No, I don't think she explained it very well the first time round.
Oh, okay.
She didn't emphasise it well enough.
Yeah, the sentence is, it's actually got 12 hads in it, and if you punctuate it correctly, you can actually make it make sense.
First of all, it is two sentences, though, isn't it?
No, it's one sentence.
She had a full stop in hers.
Yeah, that was wrong. I was going to, and she said 11 as well, but it's 12.
Okay, hads. Well, give us 12 hads in a row in one sentence.
Then, so if you write Tom whilst John, and then 12 hads, better effect on the teacher, and then I'll punctuate that for you. So if you write that down now.
Oh, I've got to write this down. Tom
whilst John, and then 12 hads.
Had two. Three, four, five, six, seven. Actually ran out of ink there, unbelievable. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. And what's the end bit?
Had a better better effect on the teacher.
A better effect?
Yeah.
A better... Stick with us, David! Better effect... on the teacher. Okay, right, go on, punctuate.
Okay, so you say, Tom, comma, whilst John had, comma, better effect on the teacher.
You've missed out a had.
Hang on.
You missed out a had, you did 11.
Did I?
Unless I've written down, three, four, five, six, seven... Yeah, you did 11.
Tom, well, John had. Oh, yeah, it's 11.
Oh, flippin' heck!
But it's one sentence, not two.
All right, but I don't get... How can you start a sentence, Tom, whilst John...
Because it's about, like she was saying, it's an exam or whatever, and they'd written a sentence. So, Tom, whilst... The other person had a better effect on the teacher.
So basically, okay. So John is a sec. I got it now. I genuinely have got it. I'm not being obtuse. So John had the better effect. The second person had the better effect on the teacher.
Yeah, because they put had as opposed to had.
I gotcha. I've got it. All right, brilliant. God, blimey, that's a struggle to get there. Chris, have you got it at all? Your face is completely blank.
I don't understand it at all.
Okay.
Look it up on Google. Google it, because it's on there as well.
What will it be under?
I don't know. Just put 12 hads and just say punctuate.
Right. No, I'm all right. It makes sense. Thank you. I'm not being stupid. It's a slightly difficult concept for me to grasp. But thank you, Ishmael.
Anyway, good show, Ian. Like it.
Excellent. And well explained. Thank you. Very well explained. Although the throwing in the extra had at the end didn't help matters by saying there were 12. David, did you get that?
Hello, you're speaking to me?
Yes, David.
Oh, hello. Yes, I did, okay. And I can do a little bit better than that. I can have an infinite number of ands.
Blimey. I'm not going to write these down, have I?
No, I wouldn't. That might take rather too long.
Okay.
Okay, this is the first stage of it.
Yes.
I'm listening to LBC, and I quite like this thing about rose and and crown. So So I asked my secretary to type that out for me, because I'm going to email it to my friends.
Yes.
And she says to me, OK, I'll type it out, but what spaces do you want between the words?
Oh, this is going to be good. Go on.
Ah, and I say, well, I want an inch gap between the edge of the paper and rose, and then half an inch between rose and and, and and, and and, and and, and and, and crown, and then a one-inch gap between crown and the edge of the paper. She does that, and then I'll ask her to produce minutes of our conversation.
Oh, you're good.
See, and then off we go.
You've got an infinite supply of ands in one sentence.
Infinite, so as many as you'd like. And in fact, you can play it a different way. You can say if you email it off to someone else.
Yes.
And they retype it and email it off somewhere else. Each time, the number of ands doubles.
Wow, my mind... Who'd have thought... This is faintly intellectual for this show. This is Madness. Sony Award-winning. Madness. David, you've blown my mind.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Thank you very much. That was excellent stuff. Well, there we go. Ian's show's rubbish, not intellectual. Sentence with 11 hads and an infinite number of ands in it. Now, if you can combine those two, you win a gold star. We'll take more of your calls after we've had some of this. Thank you.
This is the sound of...
Well, there's a thing. We've come back. I have no calls lined up, so if you call up, you might get straight to air. I have two calls lined up. One is Dilip, one is Mike, and Chris has said, I'm not going to call them back, they're rubbish. So, got 2 minutes until I start the montage, so... I don't really know.
I could call Mike if you really want him.
Well, is he in... Which is the best out of those two?
Mike, because I think Dilip's driving.
Oh, no, hang on a second. Line one. Line one, you're on the air. Yes, thank you. Line two, you're on the air.
Hi, and how are you? All right?
Yeah, I've got indigestion, but I'm fine.
Oh, okay. You didn't like the Angry Kid cartoon, no?
The what?
The Angry Kid cartoon.
I've not had a chance. Oh, is this Latino Spirit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Latino Spirit.
Did you not like it, then?
I've not had a chance to look at it yet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I've been busy having to censor...
Boring now, isn't it, MySpace?
It is boring now, although some of the new characters have entertained me, but I've had to go around censoring quite a lot of some of the stuff that's been put up on my site.
Oh, really?
Yes. But it is a bit boring now. But don't leave, Latino Spirit.
Mm.
No, don't leave. Post more pictures of yourself.
What kind of pictures?
How old are you again?
23.
Oh, well, in that case, no, just, like pictures of your pretty face. And...
I've got it up on my profile.
Post more and stuff.
Huh?
You could post some more and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. That didn't sound seedy at all, did it?
No.
Okay. No, I've not checked those cartoons out. I've blown it here, Chris. I've blown it with Latino Spirit. No, I've not checked them out, but I will check them out at a later date.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. Oh, line 10, you're on the wireless.
All right, Ian, it's Danny.
Hello, Danny. You're right.
How you doing, fella?
I'm very well. I've not got much time, so I'll go to a break.
Well, I ain't going to mention the big JG man.
No, don't. For goodness sakes. It all kicked off when you did like the other day.
Yeah, you put up a good fight, Ian.
I know, and I destroyed you.
Not really.
Well, I did, because you ended up mudslinging and laughing at my suggestions and being rude.
Not really.
I beat you in the fight.
You didn't really beat me in the respect that you actually didn't.
Well, in the fact that I did, and I didn't need to beat you, because John Gaunt beat you, your argument, because he is rubbish.
Are we going back to...
Daddy, I've got to go. I've got to do this. If you missed the show, it sounded like this.
Call passing.
Top of the morning to you.
You can see clearly now. The rain's gone.
I'll have to take my clothes off and dance around the table. Woohoo!
Top of the afternoon to you.
I haven't got the will to live.
Oh, top of the morning.
I am calling from Poland. I've seen bigger gherkins in a fish shop.
Yes.
Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Top of the morning to you.
God, you was an ugly pug.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. Would you like to come over to my house? I can offer flans, sausages on sticks, a lovely summer party. What about that?
Top of the morning to you, and I say turquoise without a shadow of doubt.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
I say top of the morning to you to get that over with. Water's best for you.
Top of the morning to you, Alison.
And the rest of the day to yourself, Ian.
Oh, well done, you remembered the comeback. That don't sound bad, does it? I'll have one of them. Well, saying that, I'm all right, actually. I'll leave it! Well, there we go. That's most of the show done. There's the last 30 minutes, the postscript. Some say the rubbish bit, where you get to call up and go straight to air in an excellent feature that we've stolen from other features and other shows and called it Triple M. 0870 9090973. It works like this. You call in, I press the screen and go, line one, you're on the air.
Hello?
You see, it's as simple as that. That could be you. saying hello in a slightly confused, is it me? And entertaining London. 0870 9090 973 is the phone number. We will be taking more of your calls to air. Line one, you're on the air. There you go. It's as simple as that.
The 3.5 hour, 3 till 6:30 in the afternoon wireless show.
Look at us.
This is the part of the show where we take calls straight to air.
We do.
It's Triple M.
It certainly is. Oh, blimey. Hang on a minute. Keep music playing because it's an email he's checked. Keep the music going. And keep it going. Keep going. Okay. Spare tyre, incontinence, Lego men, lawnmower and thatched house. Managed to say them. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Joe.
Hello, Joe. Get that pie out of your mouth, young fella. You're on the radio.
Yep, sorry.
Finish the pie.
No, it was a cookie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I see what I bought at the weekend from Tesco's. I bought Ben and Jerry's. They're like cookie, ice cream cookies.
Oh, I've had some of those.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they are quite nice.
I might have one tonight as a treat.
Very nice.
I might have one in my thatched house. Oh, and I've finished the task.
Well done, Ian.
There we go. That was the last one, and I managed to fit it in. That's good.
Nice one.
That nice one, indeed.
Okay.
We've had an email about you, actually, Joe.
What was that?
Stay there. Let me find it. Yes. If you speak to Joe, this is from Alex. Could you ask him to sing a few more of his excellent songs for the LBC listeners, please?
Okay.
I particularly liked Night Rider with Kath the Talking Car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need some songs because I've run out of ideas.
Oh, well, in fact, we've deleted all of your other songs. We do need some new ones.
Okay. What do you want me to sing?
Well, what would be a good theme tune? Do you watch Coronation Street?
No.
Emmerdale?
I could sing the Simpsons one.
Oh, well, let's have the Simpsons one then.
Okay.
Turn your radio off.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just turn that down. There we go. Here we go. The Simpsons. It's Bart Simpson with his hair looks kind of like a lawnmower bit. And Marge's head looks like a bit like a pineapple. And Homer is bald. And then they all run on the sofa. There. Did you like that? Hello?
Yes, I like that very much, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well.
Are we done?
Yes, I'm done.
By the way, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like a bit of pie, don't you?
Oh, you love a bit of pie.
You love a bit of pie. Let's go to line four. Line four, you're on the wireless.
Hello, are you?
Oh, God.
How are you?
Have you been sending me abusive emails?
Top off in the morning to you, yeah.
Yes.
You've got...
Hang on a minute, listen to this. Neil Armstrong is right. We do have roughly around the same amount of heartbeats. It's around 1.5 million.
Yeah.
What a load of nonsense.
Yeah. Ian.
You've been sending me rude emails, haven't you?
Ian.
Where's this email that you sent me?
You didn't read it out, did you, Ian?
No, I didn't, 'cause I don't want to read your filth out.
Filth?
I can't remember what it said, hang on a minute. Well, do you remember which one it was, Chris? Because we were laughing at how pathetic it was. I'll let Chris find it.
Right, okay. Ian?
What?
Indigestion today, is it?
The lack of pipes, the black pipes, or you spelt black wrong, at the bottom of the trees are secretly emitting toxic gas that causes hay fever.
True, Ian, everyone knows that. Now, Ian. Indigestion.
Yes?
I've got a cure.
Go on. Is it hypnotism?
No, take this on board if you want. Dismiss it at will.
Okay.
This is another thing I learned during one of the four wars I...
Yes.
...undertook. Now, Ian, a cup, and contrary to popular belief, cold, ice cold water.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of teaspoons of honey.
Oh, yeah.
Some sugar.
Nice.
Half a cup of bleach, and then you have some flour.
Go back a bit.
Some sugar.
All right, but after the sugar.
Then you have some flour.
Yeah, in between the sugar and the flour.
Bye.
Goodbye, Graham.
Bye.
Pathetic attempt to try and get me to poison myself there. Well, that didn't work. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hi, Ian. You were talking about these sentences with the consecutive hads in them.
Yes.
You were earlier, yeah.
Yes.
I can say a sentence with 10 consecutive Charlie Wolfs, if I may. Here we go. Standing in on the Big L Rock and Roll Breakfast Show is Charlie Wolf. 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 Every day between 5 and 9 a.m. this week.
The man's a genius. That was good, wasn't it? Line four. Oh, line four, you're on the wireless. That's not it.
Hello?
Yes, line four, that's you, beeping away.
Hello. Sorry about that. Was that me? Is it me? I'm not sure. Hello, it's Terry here, Ian. Hello there.
Terry Wogan.
Hello. I wasn't sure what was happening then. My phone started on the old vibration mode there, and
yes.
I got a bit carried away. But anyway, hey, Ian, I hear that on Sunday coming, you're looking for a presenter.
No, we're not looking for a presenter. We are having no presenter on Sunday coming.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. See, if you want somebody to sit in for you, you know, if you're busy,
yeah.
I can, you know, I can always have a goal for
no,
you.
No, we don't want any presenters, Terry, but thank you for the offer, but we're going to say no.
Oh, that's a terrible show. Are you going to pop over to Radio... are you going to pop over to Radio 2?
I will pop over to Radio 2. Can I pop over on Thursday?
Yeah, sure, that should be fine.
Excellent.
Come along on Thursday, and I'll see you there.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Line one, you're on the wireless.
It's Verinder. I'm a bit disappointed, you know, because I decided to phone in and be nice to you, and then you called me an idiot.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so why I was being nice to you today?
No, you weren't.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. What did I say that was all bad?
Oh, no, you were being nice to me today. You're right, yeah.
So why did you call me an idiot?
Because it's an accumulative effect of your abuse.
Okay.
Is that all right?
All right, yeah, I suppose.
Nice one.
Yeah, in it. So I'll come round there and beat you up, in it.
He's gone. Line 8, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, Line 8, you're on the air.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, half term. Yeah.
I'd just like to say I love your show.
You are right to love it, because it is brilliant. Line 7, you're on the wireless.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a monkey's thing. Here we go.
Like a rolling stone, rolling along, like a rolling stone.
Line 8, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm Bob Dylan here.
Hey, Bob Dylan. I'm enjoying this today, this is good.
How you going, man?
Yeah, I'm fine, man, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, just bringing up to check on this McDonald's situation. When are we meeting up?
At what?
We're meeting at McDonald's.
Oh, yes, I'm buying lunch for everyone. I don't know. We've not done the maths yet.
You gotta work it around my busy schedule, man.
Okay.
I'm in UK next month for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, we'll probably do it after that.
Yeah. You want to come to mine?
Well, the thing is, Donovan's coming. And I did ask him first.
You asked him first, huh?
Yeah, just I had his number and I called him.
But do you know what, Ian? I'm sure he's going to be playing a festival somewhere up in the Highlands of Scotland that no one gives a damn about that week.
Well, Bob, that animosity between Bob Dylan and Donovan, it just never dissipates, does it? Wireless show. Thank you. Let's go straight into line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Oh, say, can you see?
Has he prepared and taken a deep breath? Let's find out. This is more like it. He listened to the advice I gave him. We'll keep him up. Line two, you're on the air.
It's been a long time
getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. I can touch the sky.
That was better. Well done. You've been listening. Line 9, you're on the wireless.
Hiya, could I, do you mind if I have a chat with Verinder? Could you keep me on for a few minutes, just see if he comes on?
No. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
The red car and the blue car had a race. All he'd want to do was stuff his face. He ate everything he sees, from trucks to prickly trees. But smart old Blue, he took the Milky Way.
Thank you very much. That was the advert for the Milky Way bar in the 80s. I was going to join in, but I couldn't remember it well enough. Line 3, you're on the wireless.
Charlie Wolf, twat.
No, very... How very dare you? Line 9, you're on the wireless.
Today's been such a laugh, mate. It's a good show. Excellent.
Hey, thank you very much. Very kind, thank you. Line 3, you're on the wireless.
Hi, it's Nelson from the North Pole.
Hey, Nelson, how's it going, man? The humiliation doesn't get any less. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
How is it for you? If the weather's not enough to get to me, I can't get any help. My breath's bigger than Jordan's, and I'm not talking about the country here and out, my darling. I just found out that my best friend's having an affair with my 18-year-old cat, and my tattoo's hurting my foot, and Anna Rayburn can't do anything about it. Can you?
I'm afraid I can't, but, you know, keep trying. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Mark Dickey.
There we go. We're steady on. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to disturb at work, old boy.
That's quite all right.
Just a quick survey we're doing at work here. We wanted your opinion. Final thought of the day.
Okay.
Any chance of a water sprinkler?
I'm afraid not.
Cheers. Bye.
Sorry about that. Strange school of yesterday, isn't it? Very strange fellow there. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Hi, it's Ilan from Golders Green. I was just wondering, the other day I heard you guys talking about Kofi Annan, and I missed the whole subject. What was that about?
On this show?
Yeah.
Oh, that someone had phoned up James H. Reeve, who used to present on Key 103 before he terribly got the sack, and some guy phoned up, didn't even do a Kofi Annan impression, was just going, it was doing like a Lancashire accent, and was doing a Kofi quiz.
Oh, right, okay.
We weren't seriously discussing Kofi Annan.
Oh, right.
Why, do you know him?
No, I don't. I was just thinking, maybe when you do decide to leave LBC, maybe you could apply for a job. I think you'd make a great
job. Oh! Oh, now that's not a bad suggestion. What was your name again?
Ilan.
Ilan, that is a pretty good... I would be great as a UN peace ambassador.
I think so. I think you could sort out all the troubles and all the mess that we've got ourselves into.
Let's just say the stuff that's going on in the Middle East, that'll be sorted out straight away.
Yeah, I hope so.
Ilan, thank you very much for that. Let's try line 4. Line 4, you're on the wireless. That's you, line 4. Oh, it's Brimful of Asher by Corner Shop. Got to number 1 about 9 years ago. And it's remixed by Fatboy Slim, because the original version was a load of crap. Here we go! Yeah, I used to like that song. Line 6, you're on the wireless. Oh, a bottler. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
I want to fight Verinder.
Okay, let's try and kill it. Peace. Peace, man. 9, you're on the wireless.
It's a nuclear bomb at the end of Lost.
Right, there isn't, so don't worry about that. There isn't. I can say that quite categorically. I would not allow... I would have... If that had been a real reveal of Lost, I would have used the dump button. There's not a nuclear bomb. I think it's mustard gas. Line 9, you're on the wireless.
Oh, yes. Is that the West London veterinary practice?
No, it's not, but...
I've got my 18-year-old pet put down immediately, please.
Okay, well, good luck to you for that. I've got no idea. It's all gone a little bit pear-shaped. Line 8, you're on the wireless.
G'day, Dean. This is Dean from the Cuffley.
Oh, yes. You called me Dean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've had a long day.
Me too, man.
Listen, man, last time I was on, I asked my woman, Pina, to marry me.
Yeah?
And she said no. But if you shout to her, show me the money, yeah, she's promised me that you'll marry me. Can you do that for me, Ian?
Show me the money!
Do it again!
Show me the money!
Come on, give me a bit of passion. I'm in there, I think.
Show me the money!
You are the man. Thank you, my darling. Have a good diet.
God bless you. Line 8, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Sorry to spoil it for anyone, but at the end of Titanic, the boat sinks.
Oh, did you have to? Oh, dear. He looks around. He purveys the scene. He then goes for... Line 5, you're on the wireless. Okay, interesting. Line 3, you're on the wireless.
Ian Lee.
Yes.
Not just
one. Oh, thank you. Okay, let's steady on with the language. It's half time. Line 1, you're on the wireless. Oh, yeah, that's that. Okay, very clever. Right. So, we immediately go to the emergency box of things, and we see what we can find. Oh, wait, let's see what we can have this, can we?
I'll wager if it was 76. These were the lollysticks that had a joke. They had a joke at the beginning, and then the answer. Can you remember?
Spangles and ice lollies shaped like feet.
Can you remember?
When Midland Banks was
76, when it was really hot and really sunny. Didn't know how to exercise, but they knew how to eat. As I went on the SS Neptunia to the Med with my school in the early 1980s. Got back to the car park where the coach was supposed to be and it had gone. The summer of 1976. Now that was a summer. What are your memories of 1976?
And that's what happens if someone swears. We play that, you see, so no one loses. And I get to go and sit out with the gang. We've got 30 seconds. Who's going to be last caller of the day? Who's going to be last caller of the day? There's not that many calls to choose from. Line 9, you're the last caller of the day.
Hello, Ian. It's Freddie Flintoff here. I just like to say, great show today, and I'll be beating Australia over the Ashes next year, all right?
You get better soon, Freddie.
Thanks very much.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye.
I can't stand cricket, but what a nice guy he is. I'll be back tomorrow at 3. Nightly News coming next. See you later. Bye-bye.
This show is completely... If Ian Lee in any way approaches being funny, he doesn't...